Newsweek.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
They're coming over the top!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, July 31st, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you are witnessing scenes that look like something out of World War Z, Elon Musk pointed out, as now over 50,000 North African Muslims in Morocco have poured into a city that's been held off and on by the Spanish for more than 500 years. Just like we have control of Guantanamo Bay after we won the Spanish-American War with Spain in Cuba. That was a response of the Spanish over the years having wars with the Muslims after they kicked the Muslims out after almost 700 years of occupation when they conquered most of Spain. And the Spanish retook it during the La Reconquista, and that triggered the main Crusades. The Muslims on the flotilla boats financed by the UN and George Soros, U.S. taxpayer money, have invaded Europe by the tens of millions. 3 million just got legalized this year by the Spanish government that have come in the last few years. The communist Spanish government, earlier this year, we played the clips here. They're unbelievable. Actually got up and said, we want to replace the Spaniards. They actually said, we want to replace the Spaniard. The communists said this. Their head of immigration said it on TV. Pull the clip up. Top officials in Spain say that they are replacing Spaniards with migrants. And they said, if you can get here, you are legal. Well, it's not enough for them now to wait and get on the Zodiac boats and come across and land in Spain. They have now poured across. We can pull up maps of this. I sent the crew. Morocco right there in the Mediterranean, right below Spain. And there's this little tiny area held by Spain, and they are now overrunning all of that and robbing and looting and burning the shops. So there's footage of that. This started about 2 days ago. Now overnight, they burned and looted much of the city. Now, it just never ends. And I follow the news very closely, but I remember seeing this in the last 6 months, but I forgot about it. And then I'm sitting there researching this yesterday afternoon, and it's like, oh, my God, Israel's front and center in this again. Turns out Netanyahu, whenever Spain would not let the U.S. during Midnight Hammer use overflights or to fly B-2 bombers out of Spain to bomb Iran, and they haven't supported the war the last 155 days as well, that Netanyahu worked with the Arab North Africans and said, Israel backs you taking this Spanish territory, and they also backed other areas being taken from the French in Africa. This is just total cuckoo town, and I'm like sitting here, can there be anything that Israel isn't behind? I don't get up in the morning and say, let me blame Israel for something. It's just constantly Israel. It's just true. Under Netanyahu, Israel is a fire-breathing, psychotic demon, funding all the different Muslim groups, putting al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. It just never...
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
They're coming over the top!
Spanish Morocco, and much inside the actual country of Spain, basically mirrors something out of World War Z. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday, the 31st day of July 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, the communist Spanish government just legalized 3 million earlier this year illegal North African Muslims that have poured into the country, been brought in by UN NGOs in the last couple of years. And they said in statements we played yesterday, just type it into X, you'll pull them up. Spanish government says that everyone that comes there is legal and that more migrants should come, invaders, and that they, quote, want to replace the Spanish population. They actually said that in your face last year and this year, their head of immigration, their interior minister, all of it. In fact, let's play those again. Pull those back up. There's a bunch of them, but there's two particular ones. You have the president saying it, and the female minister over immigration, or they call it the interior minister, strangely enough. You'd think that would be the exterior minister, but the point is yeah. And of course, they spin it. It's 1.2 million. It's actually 3 million, ladies and gentlemen. So those numbers continue just to expand and accelerate. There are 10 billion people in the world. There are only about 10% of the world lives in the first world. And when the Pentagon has drilled for the collapse of civilization in the last 20 years, because they can be politically correct, they call it a zombie drill. And they liken what the public would be like during a collapse of services, electricity, food, water, to the way zombies behave. But it would actually be worse than that. Within 10 days, total lawlessness. Within 15, total cannibalism and just mass death. And you just type in Marines trained to fight zombies, Army trains to fight zombies during apocalypse. And the media spins it like it's a joke. It's not a joke. That's actually what they train for. So the Spanish government opened the door for this. But earlier this year and last year, Benjamin Netanyahu, in public statements and in letters he wrote to the Muslim Moroccans, said that since the Spanish government is not supporting Israel's war with Iran and not letting B-2 bombers fly out of Spain, that they said that Israel said they would back and recognize Moroccans taking the one little city the Spanish have had for hundreds and hundreds of years there in Morocco. And again, that's similar to why we have the base there at Guantanamo Bay with an unlimited renewable lease. It was after we won the Spanish-American War in 1898. We had a deal and were able to get that base, Guantanamo Bay base. And so that is Spanish territory, but the left's fitting in. Well, it's not really an invasion because, you know, it's Morocco. Well, they then use Morocco as a staging ground with the UN NGOs who invade Spain proper. And we have similar footage that you're seeing here to the coastal towns in Spain and play those on a weekly basis, as any viewer knows. If you're hiding under a rock to not know about this, similar scenes in Greece, in Italy, and then to a lesser extent, still very serious, in the UK, boats coming into the White Cliffs of Dover, thousands a month. It is tens of thousands a month in Italy, Greece, and Spain. Now hundreds of thousands a month because Spain has opened the door, and that's a door to the rest of Europe. But I follow most geopolitics and I'm rarely blindsided, but yesterday when I got off air, in some of my videos I posted about this that were going viral, I saw comments going, as usual, Jones is covering up for Israel. Why don't you tell us that Netanyahu's behind this? And I went, what? This is just some crazy, you know, person that thinks if you follow a banana peel, it's Israel, who just, you know, always accused me of covering up for Israel, which isn't true. It's just some neurotic knee jerk, you know, reflex. And then I click it. And then I spend the next 2 hours reading Netanyahu statements, State Department statements by Marco Rubio, and videos of Netanyahu. We'll get to some of these, saying, indeed, starting last year, we invite the Muslims to invade not just the enclaves in Morocco, but also any other European country that has enclaves like France in their former territorial colonial holdings, to overrun those and then to invade and overrun Europe. And it's Netanyahu saying, once you've conquered all of Morocco, you can easily more conquer Spain. So this is Netanyahu siding with the radical Islamists who captured their ancestors, Spain, and held it for almost 700 years. The crusade started with the La Reconquista. It took 400 years, or 300 plus, to retake Spain, 300 plus years. And then the larger crusades began when England, Scotland, France got involved, because the Muslims were getting all the way up to the edge of France, overrun part of Poland. The Russians held them off, so did the Serbs. So we had 700 years of the Muslims attacking us. And so this is just a replay of that same war. Wars basically never end. They just continue on until one enemy is completely vanquished. Islam started 1400 years ago and has grown like a cancer, since then. But I was like, what, Israel? And I was like, come on, that's not true. And then I went down the rabbit hole and it's all true. So I didn't even know about that. So I'm glad that, folks were accusing me of things that weren't true, because it helped me learn about that. Would have just been easier to say, hey, did you know about this? I'm just completely blown away. It just never ends. And you have the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal trying to make excuses for it. Also saw commenters saying, oh, there's no Muslim invasion. This is their area. This is Morocco. They use Morocco to invade across the narrow straight there to the Gibraltar. That's the entrance to the Mediterranean right there. Very strategic. It's the reason Spain took it. It was because they were tired of the Moors that took them hundreds of years to kick out. That's the North African Muslims, to kick out of Spain. And they had to have other Europeans come in and help, which we were obviously happy to do. It's time for Crusades 2.0, or Reconquista 2.0. They then went and took that key point there, because that's the equivalent of the Strait of Hormuz, basically. And now Israel and the State Department came out a few months ago and said, yes, it's legitimate for the Arabs, the Moroccans, to take this from Spain. So as much as I don't like the communists that run Spain and all the terrible things they've done, the fact that they invited the invasion, to then have Netanyahu and our own government then side with the Muslims to overrun the Spanish, and over on the rest of Europe that certainly don't deserve this is truly evil. And it gives you a mindset into the Machiavellian nature of Netanyahu. But it's really not even Machiavelli. He thinks it is. To attack somebody just because they don't support your war with the very Muslims you supposedly are fighting, and then not think about the fact of what happens once the Muslims conquer Europe, they're certainly not going to be friendly to Israel, is not thinking second, third, fourth order. But it really is. What the Netanyahu types do is they say, no, we understand second, third, fourth order, but we're not going to do one decision based on the bad developments that could happen. We're going to make whatever decision we want that's the most brutal, the most vicious, the most powerful, and then we'll attack the other problems that creates later and actually use those problems to our own advantage. And a perfect example is Israel helping found Hamas in 79, giving them tens of billions of dollars, Netanyahu doubling their funding about 2 years before October 7th, having the Israeli military stand down, which is admitted for 7.5 hours, so that they could get maximum death toll. Yeah, killed a bunch of Jews and people, but to Netanyahu, that's a pawn sacrifice to get everybody stirred up and for total war. And he's even said, oh, this war is going to be great for our nationalism and for the strength of our people. They need rough times to be strong. So it's very Nietzschean. And so Trump came out today. You can pull this up and said, it's time for Spain to get tough and seal your borders. And it's time for you to deport these people. And I bet Trump doesn't even know that Rubio and Netanyahu, because I didn't know this. People think I know everything. All the time I say, hey, why aren't you covering this? Well, I didn't know about it. Thank you for telling me. And I bet you money. I'm not even defending Trump. I just bet, because this didn't get a lot of attention, but very little, that Trump is, you know, going, hey, commies, control your border. Look what you've done, inviting the Muslims in, which they did do. And then meanwhile, you got Netanyahu quarterbacking all of this with the Ferengian ambassador, Marco Rubio. So I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. There's more footage we've got, too, and you can just type this into X and pull up the latest. I literally saw hundreds of these, of migrants looting Spanish Moroccan city. Oh, yeah, look at this footage. There's plenty of this is the aid workers. And she's literally, you know, hugging one of these invaders. And he's all over her breasts. And she is just in ecstasy, basically sexually, because she's the mommy. She's the white savior. And she's the good person that's going to bring in the military age men. And to her, she's a hero, so she doesn't understand statistically 90% military-age men, upwards of 9% never get a job. Half of them end up committing rapes. When they land, they're doing throat-slitting motions, running around foaming at the mouth. I mean, these are the worst of the worst pouring out of the most dangerous places in North Africa. And then these women take these men in. You read every day about them raping them, murdering them, killing them, and then they're let go. And the judges say, well, it's part of their culture. It's not really part of their total culture in Africa. These are the dregs of prisons, the mentally ill. They are literally dumping on us the garbage. We are now a giant landfill, a giant trash heap. And again, before 9/11, there was 500,000 Muslims in Europe and 500,000 in the U.S. Now there's 45 times the Muslims, that's a conservative number, are in the West that were here just 25, 26 years ago. And so running around screaming Allah Akbar, running around doing this throat-slitting motions, also running around telling you who their favorite sports team is, running around saying Allah Akbar. And you have 50% unemployment for under 30s in Spain. Spain bankrupted itself like Germany's doing by design, by getting rid of nuclear reactors, getting rid of all their coal reactors and putting up windmills everywhere. So they can't even produce power. Much of Spain has the power off up to a third of the day. I bet they just turn most cities' power off at midnight. You don't need your power. It's all about total control. Like Ceausescu in Romania would just turn the power off about 6 o'clock every night. And then his castle up on the hill would glow white all night with like Christmas tree. He wanted you to know he had all the lights. You had nothing. So this is all done by design, creating artificial scarcity. But the good news is it's really gotten people's attention to see this World War Z level thing, because we've seen thousands of videos of 10 boats, 20 boats, 5 boats, some of them long Zodiacs holding up to 100 people, rubber boats pulling in, people dumping off every day. But to see 50,000 the first day, they're now estimating another 30,000-40,000 came in last night. No one knows. And again, if you just go to X and type in Morocco migrants rob businesses, loot businesses, you see them beating people, breaking into businesses, looting everything. This is the wonderful liberation that is happening. And now that a third of the fertilizer has been cut off to the world, about half the fertilizer Africa gets is estimated. They're estimating that 50 plus million people will starve to death next year. It's the growing season now. And that will cause the biggest migrant flow that you've ever seen to Europe. I said that before the war started. Now the UN officially has put that out. And of course they're saying, give us more money and we'll feed them, but really they'll just organize them into zombie hordes, and flood the West. But I can assure you they will not be going in, to Israel. Israel will not be taking them. And it is literally Netanyahu and the different Jewish aid societies that are the tip of the spear, along with the leftist pope, the last few popes. The pope says it's of the Lord. You're not a Christian if you don't take in migrants. He said, you know, the last pope said he doesn't want to hear about the Christian fetishes of Christendom and in Europe being Christian. But they don't let any foreigners or illegals into the Vatican City. Oh, no, that's got 200-foot walls. So, yeah, here's the looting and stealing. I mean, there's just some really dramatic footage of them beating people up and dragging them out of their businesses. And of course, then once they get to Europe, they kick people out of their own homes, old people out of their own council houses, and put the invaders in. We saw a similar video of this, like you're seeing in the U.S. under Biden, with the same Catholic and Jewish charities. That's just who's doing it. It's called balls and strikes, not bashing Catholics, not bashing Jews, just bashing your NGOs, your leadership, flooding us as well. And you see how bad it is on the streets of America with the illegals everywhere with no jobs and the crime. Well, it's many times worse in Europe. So I want to play Netanyahu. That's clip 10, just so it's established of them saying it to your face. And then I want to go to a Nick Fuentes clip, clip 10. He does a good job of breaking this down and some of the background. But with this one story, you got everything right there and all the different layers and all the different craziness to this. And just like Israel is behind Hamas, and then Hamas attacks and kills, and now we've got to have total war in greater Israel. And just like NATO and Turkey and Israel were behind putting al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, now Trump wants to use al-Qaeda to liberate Lebanon. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then we're told we're a panicking. We should support all this or we're with the Muslims, when it's our own government financing the Muslims with the Israelis to invade the whole damn West. So here's Netanyahu, and then here's Fuentes. And I don't agree with Fuentes' Hitler joke, and it is a joke. But at the same time, you know, I guess you're going to have Hitlerian system, or you're going to have the Islamic takeover. And it's all just a complete mess. It's just like, why are we doing this? Well, it's in justifies the means. It's Machiavellian. It's totally insane, but here it is.
מי שתוקף את מדינת ישראל במקום את משטרי הטרור, מי שעושה זאת, לא יהיה שותף שלנו לגבי עתיד האזור. אני לא מוכן לסבול את הצביעות הזאת ואת העוינות הזאת. אני לא מתכוון לאפשר לאף מדינה לנהל נגדנו מלחמה מדינית בלי לשלם על כך מחיר מיידי.
I'm sure you've seen it. Our featured story tonight, we're talking all about the Muslim African invasion of Spain and Europe. It doesn't get more blackpilling than this. The sights, the videos, the images coming out of Spain make you wish that Adolf Hitler would return. Not really. Not actually, no. But you kind of do. No, but you are thinking about that and wishing that it would happen. Hoping and wishing and even maybe praying that Hitler would return. Certainly it's preferable to this. I'm sure you've seen the videos today, potentially a record-breaking 40,000 Muslim Arabs from Morocco breached a border wall between Morocco and a Spanish enclave in northern Africa, invading the city. The city is called Ceuta. They invaded the city. They're now breaking into people's homes. And there's an interesting geopolitical dimension to this. A lot of people are looking at the videos and they're wondering, what is going on? Why has this happened? How is it even possible? You see the videos of droves, thousands, hundreds, thousands pouring, literally pouring over the fence and around the fence by sea, breaking into Europe and running wild, setting cars on fire, trying to break into houses. You wonder how and why this is possible. And tonight, we're not just going to talk about the Muslim invasion of this enclave and the ongoing Muslim attack on Western civilization. There's a very interesting geopolitical dimension to all of this, which is surprising and unexpected. And the geopolitical dimension to the latest border crisis or flare-up between Morocco and Spain has a lot to do with the relationship between Morocco and the State of Israel, as always. Always goes back to this, because as it stands, Morocco and Israel have a very deep relationship since 2020, when you might remember the first Trump administration brokered the Abraham Accords. And under the Abraham Accords, Morocco became one out of four Muslim-majority countries that normalized ties with Israel, recognizing their sovereignty and existence. And since then, Israel and Morocco have built up a very close relationship. You might also know this, that in almost the same amount of time since roughly 2023, Spain and Israel have been mortal enemies. Spain, under a left-wing government, has been hypercritical of Israel, their genocide in Gaza, and Israel's ministers, specifically Netanyahu. Spanish ministers have called for Netanyahu to be arrested. They've placed an arms embargo on Israel. They've refused ships docking access in Spain that are delivering weapons to Israel. And so the Israelis are only all too happy to see their close friend and ally Morocco seize by proxy through immigration a couple of cities, a colonial remnant in northern Africa belonging to their mortal enemy, Spain. And this policy just so happened to have been co-signed by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives just a few months ago here in the United States. So what you may see on video is a clash of civilizations between Europeans and Muslims. What you see on video might appear to be a Muslim attack on the West. And it is. And certainly it is. It is a Muslim attack on the United States, or rather I should say on Europe, on Western civilization. It is an invasion of the first world by the third world, by the third world peasants and savages. But upon closer inspection, when you really understand what is happening, you realize the third worlders are having a lot of help. They're having a lot of help from the U.S., from Israel, and also from Spain's own left-wing government. There's some domestic considerations as well, which we'll get into. And it really is this triangulation of the Muslim savages, the left wing, and the Jewish oligarchy, which is facilitating and accelerating the invasion of the West by massive amounts of migrants. It gives credence to the idea that the only solution, the only way forward for any of these countries is nationalism. We have to get in the middle of all of this. Not the left, not the third world as Muslims, and not them, not the Israelis, not the Jewish oligarchs. The only thing that can break all three is nationalism. Whites, Christians, Americans, the people of the first world have to take our own side against all these different groups. They all have a hand in it.
We'll be right back with more.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Meal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have, literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith and Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. Forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer, and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me.
Cause I got rights. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Friday transmission. I just spent 30 minutes on the ongoing Islamic invasion of the West and how our own government with Israel is involved in the latest giant surge all to punish the communists who've already opened the doors. But he gives them a big, embarrassing event. It turns over one of their key ports. They're in the Mediterranean to the Muslims as a punishment. And Netanyahu's put out letters and statements, we've shown it on screen, saying he would do this and then saying Morocco should do this. And a few months ago, the Secretary of State put out a letter and said, no, it's rightful for the Moroccans to take this from the Spanish. So that's warfare against Spain on the Muslim side. And it just shows you what Israel is up to and what our own government's up to. And then Trump comes out and says, Spain, get your act together, get in there and close your borders and kick these people out. So this is what we deal with here. And Nick Fuentes did a good job of just breaking that down last segment. But at the end of the day, it makes the whole world less safe. Israel's Greater Israel Project is going to make everybody less safe, including Israel. And then now Israel wants to take on Turkey and Egypt. And that means they want us to do that for them, which is completely not feasible unless we have a nuclear war, just like the Iran crisis. That's why we focus so much on the Iran situation and Ukraine as well, because it endangers the whole world. Meanwhile, we have the Democrat Socialists of America that backbone is Muslims. You have the big universities teaching that America needs to be destroyed and that communism's good and that the Israel needs to be destroyed. So Israel's answer is to go into all the universities with a bunch of money and power and lawsuits and put their people in. And they say, oh, we're going to pass regulations and rules. And if you criticize Israel, you're kicked out of the school or whatever, or you can't get a government contract in 39 states. So we replace leftist censorship with weird right-wing fake Israeli censorship, and it just never ends. And here I am yesterday going, wow, look at the Muslims. They've overrun the Spanish area of Morocco, and you have the NGOs promoting that. And people are like, oh, Israel's behind it. And I'm like, what? And it is, publicly. It's just like, is there anything Israel is involved in bad now? And again, I don't want to destroy Israel. Israel's not going to get destroyed. They got nuclear weapons. I'm not with the Muslims. But then Israel is with the Muslims against us. I can play you 100 rabbis, some of the head ones in Israel saying, well, you know, because of Pompeo, the emperor, 40-something years ago, in 70 AD, destroying our second temple, we made documentaries about it. The Eight-Front War, Harrison made one, went viral. Now everybody's talking about it. I'm glad they are. And I have Israeli ministers saying, well, because the Romans did this to us, so we see the whole West as Roman, we're going to destroy you in the end using the Muslims. And we see the Muslims as less bad than you because they didn't destroy our temple. And I'm just like, whoa, dude, you think somebody in Spain or Italy knows about Titus and knows about Pompeo? You think they are out? I mean, they're like, we don't care. We have a long grudge here. And so we're going to side with the Muslims against you and have NGOs flood you with them because we're going to get you. And I'm supposed to go, okay, that's sweet. I'm not anti-Semitic. Flood me with Muslims. Like 2 years ago, Netanyahu floated the plan to ship 4 million Gazans to Europe and the United States. It's like, really? You fund Hamas to destabilize them so they never get good leadership that would be like Mahatma Gandhi and wouldn't fight you, so you wouldn't have an excuse to blow them up. You use them to oppress the people and radicalize them. And then you stand down on October 7th, so you have an excuse to launch this war and then attack all your neighbors for a Greater Israel project. Just a year ago, the ADL would call for you being banned if you talked about Greater Israel, said it didn't exist, said it was a replacement migration. And now they're like, no, it is replacement migration, and it is a Greater Israel, and you better support it. And that means drafting our children to go fight it. And I'm just like, you've cast yourself as the villain. You're taking over the Defense Authorization Act, Section 219. You're openly saying you need to use the same tactics of exploding pagers you use on Hamas on the American people. You're paying billions of dollars to influencers to demonize any American that doesn't want to be in disastrous war. And you treat us like we're Hitler if we don't do everything you say. And then a lot of people just go, okay, well, then I'll just join Hitler. Since you're calling me Hitler, I'll just say I'm Hitler. And so you're conjuring that. And I'm sitting here looking at all this going, this is not good for anybody. This is evil. And the attitude of Netanyahu is, well, you know, we've got to be the most ruthless in the world. That's our will. And so if other people are going to have dirty tactics, so are we. We'll do it better than them. And that attitude is what destroys civilization, where everybody becomes corrupt. Everybody becomes cutthroat because if I don't do it, somebody else will. Instead of being strong, peace through strength, moral, superior technology, superior culture, leadership through soft power. Soft power is what really wins in the modern age. When you go for war in the modern age, it always degenerates. And you can't just have endless war because of the nuclear weapons, the bioweapons, and the huge third world populations that will starve during larger wars because the resources have been cut off. Then they collapse into the first world and it brings down the entire system. And that's what real experts and real futurists have been warning of for decades, that the old paradigm of using wars for control and using destabilization and crisis creation for control is going to get out of hand and get everybody killed. What does it matter if you've got all these billionaires and trillions of dollars if there's nowhere safe to spend it or use it or have it? And you've created a destabilized world so that you can control everybody through the destabilization. Finally, it blows back on you. And there's so many crises that have been created, it all just gets out of hand. And that's already where we are. And that's what the Pentagon told Trump. Don't do this. It'll trigger a global depression and then a chain reaction. They said that in the report. 2 weeks ago, they put out another report updated saying the same thing and leaked it. It's not because the Pentagon are wimps. It's not because they don't like war once they can win. You know, if it's for American interest, but this is not for our interest. And at the end of the day, it's not even for Israel's interest. It's for Netanyahu's interest to stay in power by being a wartime president, a wartime prime minister. And you see Lindsey Graham and all these telephone calls they've now released. I see you guys another one where he's on the phone with Netanyahu talking about staging stuff in crises to get rid of the International Criminal Court, which is illegitimate. But the whole point is, what is a foreign government working with our government in policy to do that? Not through Congress. And then we've got this other news. We'll put that up on screen. It's being reported, even in the Israeli newspapers, that the Iranians are saying that they did not attack the Egyptian port by the Strait of by the Suez Canal, and that drone attack was a false flag to try to drag them into war against Iran. And in Egypt, says they don't know who did it right now, but are investigating whether or not it's a false flag attack. So we can put that article that's at alexjoneslive.com. If you want to see the details and read about that, it's at alexjoneslive.com. But Egypt analyzing drone fragments from port strike, warn of escalation. That's out of the Defense Post. But if you can go to alexjoneslive.com, I can just pull up my phone to show you. You can see our article that deals with that. There it is. Iran foreign minister accuses Israel of false flag after mysterious drone strike on Egyptian port. So we are entering the false flag zone here because Israel knows they're losing the information war, and they know that the U.S. is getting more and more towards trying to get out of the war. Trump privately and not even publicly wants that. So how are they going to keep us in the war? Well, we've had Israeli intelligence and military leaders come out and say the last few months, boy, a new 9/11 would sure help. And that's what I talked about yesterday, a nuclear false flag on Israel or on the U.S. or both. Trump being assassinated and being blamed on Iran. Then he becomes a martyr. Then Israel gets everything it wants. Trump has really helped lay the groundwork for that to happen and to make it more probable by saying, if I am killed, it's Iran. And I've given orders that they be nuked, basically, or everything destroyed, a glowing crater. He didn't say nuked, but he did say nuked, basically. And his surrogates have been saying use actual nuclear weapons. So doesn't Trump know that if Netanyahu could assassinate him in a minute towards getting everybody on board for total war, he would do it? So Trump has stuck his head in the news, and that is a big, big deal. Now, we have a special guest joining us who is a former Green Beret and weapons expert who's very, very well spoken and informative. And we're going to be talking to him about the huge Charlie Kirk developments with that raw footage release that they showed in court, wouldn't show the public, where they said it showed his face and showed him pulling the trigger. And it showed no such thing, and it created a lot more questions than answers. So we'll be analyzing that with Valhalla coming up. And we also have a whole bunch of other huge guests today on the transmission that I haven't even mentioned yet for folks, but we'll be telling you about that coming up here in a few minutes. But I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth, spreading the live feeds of Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live and the live feeds at alexjoneslive.com/show. That's how we reach new people. That's how we move the ball. I know that's simple, but it's also very, very powerful. So just remember to keep sharing that on your email list, your text message list, your group chats, posting everywhere. It's having a huge effect. We are winning the hearts and minds, but we have not won the major war yet. Ladies and gentlemen, so again, I just want to commend all of you that have amplified what we're all doing here together. You're not helping the information war against the tyrants. You are the information war. All of the success we have is your success. You are just as important as I am, and in the aggregate, way more in the collective important than I am. I just also want to thank everybody that has been supporting the transmission by going to the new online pharmacy site, 1776rx.health. Ladies and gentlemen, ivermectin that they try to suppress, but the elites all take, has won a Nobel Prize for anti-parasitical effects it has. And mabenzidol is even more powerful. And together in the studies, they do incredible things. It's not just parasites, and the bad guys don't want you to know this. So just do yourself a favor. Search mabenzidol studies. Or what is mabenzidol associated with in studies? Just do your own research, and it's not just parasites. Mabenzidol, they don't want you to know about this, but a lot of the stuff you can get online is fake or adulterated. This is real pharmaceutical grade from a pharmacy. And with the ivermectin, it makes it even stronger. Everybody, from my research, is like your physician first. That's what happens when you go to 1776rx.health, and it's all, you know, medical grade, medical system, mainline. When you get it from them, it is the very, very best, and it funds this operation. And I do a couple regimens a year. Really, it's a detox, and it's so important to your body. It makes you so healthy. People look at how young I am, how old I am, and it's the cocktail of methylene blue and the bovine colostrum and the Shilajit and the Irish sea moss and exercise and drinking more, you know, water, filtered water. And just all of it together is amazing. But I got to tell you, the ivermectin mabenzidol has been the known go-to combination for a long time. I was told about mabenzidol decades ago, and what I heard was so fantastical, I just didn't even believe it. Now there's all the studies and everything else out on it. It is something everybody should be taking a couple times a year, according to my research. Do your own research. That's my personal opinion. Talk to your physician. That's what happens when you go to 1776rx.health. Telemedicine, very quick, very easy. And you can get a hold of the ivermectin with mabenzidol combo right now at 1776rx.health, 1776rx.health. And then separately, it's ending Sunday at midnight, the big new summer super sale, 50% off a whole bunch of our best-selling supplements like Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product that's amazing, goes great with methylene blue, but also by itself is incredible, working on cleaning out your cells, clean energy with no letdown. There's a bunch of other great products like Ultimate Power, way better than even Turbo Force, similar formula, but even stronger, 10 hours of clean energy. It's like a two-month supply. It's just absolutely strong, great. It's amazing. Two different great flavors, mango and fruit punch, for you to select from. That's 50% off. A bunch of other bestsellers are 50% off. Methylene Blue Tinctures, 40% off. A bunch of other great products are there at thealexshowstore.com. So stock up on these great products that enrich and empower your life while keeping us on the air We can't do it without you. A huge selection, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, now a whole bunch of cool shorts with 1776, other great logos, Betsy Ross flags. There's nice designer shirts as well. We got the wife beaters in now with all sorts of great messages and things, the tank tops, the 1980s style muscle shirts. It's all there at Alex Jones Store, the Alex Jones Store. That's the alexjonesstore.com. And remember, if you're going to buy anything there, everybody should become a VIP. It's $30 a month, canceling down one click for free. Instantly, when you get charged $30, $40 is put in your account and your profile there. And then you get special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of everything. But a lot of special offers, special items only to you. You get an email. I mean, anybody buying anything should be a VIP. I want to just thank all of you that are VIPs. If you're also worried about some supplements that sell out sometimes for months, become a subscriber, lock in 50% off in perpetuity, cancel anytime for free. You just lock in the 50% off, and they hold it back for you so it never runs out. So become a subscriber to any of the key things you don't want to miss out on that do routinely. Sometimes they're sold out for months because they're so proprietary. So many ingredients are hard to get. We have the highest testing standards. And so sometimes it's just not even available until they get totally clean lots of different ingredients that are in these products, especially the ingredients that have a lot of ingredients in them. Those are the ones that tend to sell out because the great factories, the producers we use are the top ones. And sometimes they just have to wait and wait and wait till they get lots in of stuff that's completely clean because we like to be at California standards, which is almost unattainable, but we're able to do it. So the Alex Jones Store.com. Thank you all so much for your support. You really are coming through. We need more funds to expand the network. We need more funds to hire more hosts, talk show hosts and crew and reporters. We will be bigger than InfoWars ever was. I assure you, if you support us at thealexjonesstore.com and at 1776rx.health, and if you continue to share the links and the feeds there at alexjonesline.com, it really is a team effort. I want to thank you all for the incredible job you're doing. This is your operation. All right, I want to bring Rex Jones in. Rex, I'm going to be here with you some into the next hour. We have Valhalla of VFT joining us, but you've got also some other incredible guests on the broadcast today. Tell us what you've got coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned earlier before you had me host that you wanted me to have a Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar back on. He's going to be joining me in the third hour. I'm also having Suleiman Ahmed on. He's an international journalist. He was over there in Iran for both the funeral procession and the resumption of attacks. And then we're going to have Fishback on for a segment in the fourth hour.
Fishback running for governor there in Florida.
He was just able to get back on the ballot. So there's breaking news there that we want to cover, and we're also going to take your calls at the end of the deck.
All right, so that's a big transmission. And then Harrison Smith, the War Room, 3 p.m. today.
Right. And I wanted to tag on to something that you were saying earlier, right, because you're pointing out, of course, like the World War Z migrant floods, which I think are just horrendous. And you go into the history, which a lot of people don't know, 732 A.D., Battle of Tours. I would highly suggest that people look that up and become familiar, and I'm grateful and glad that you brought me up and raised me in a way where I know actual real history. Most people don't know about Spain and the Moors and what happened for 400 years. And ultimately, when we come out against the war, and we try to hold Trump's feet to the fire, literally, and making him acknowledge what he's done and try to make him stop, we are trying to prevent a world energy war that's going to lead to both World War III, and as Michael Yon says over and over and over again, he's being proven right, as we see in those videos, human osmotic pressure, mass migration. It is unstoppable. I did a stream yesterday with Andrew Wilson, and he talks about, well, if the Democrats come into power, we're going to have mass migration. We're going to have mass migration on a zombie level. It's not even going to be comparable. So we're trying to stop the gates of hell from being open right now. That's key.
That's not hype. I mean, the UN is behind the problem with the WEF and our own government at many levels. And they say we're going to have the biggest migrant flows ever starting this fall and winter because over one third of the fertilizer is cut off to Africa. It's half of it. One third globally because it's not just 25-30% coming to the Strait. Around 10% came out of Ukraine. That's been cut off. Russia's cut about half of its energy exports, all of its diesel exports. So this is a true crisis because a lot of these countries only make like a dollar a day. And so they starve to death whenever they get to this point. And then the UN's there to organize them and have them invade. So when the UN says, get ready for record level migrant flows, that's because they're going to exacerbate it with replacement migration. as much as they can. And again, Spain said, come here. We want people out of North Africa. We want to replace the Spanish. Those are actual quotes this year. You pull it up. Unbelievable. Their ministers up there, you know, saying it in Spanish. And people say, well, then wait, Spain wants this. No, they don't want it too obvious. Because Nick was saying 40,000, that was yesterday. It's 50,000 the first day. They think 20, 30,000 now overnight. They're not sure. It's over 50,000. It's something that massive. No, they just want thousands a day. They don't want 50,000 a day. They don't want to be too obvious and wake people up too much.
I want to point out, too, I was watching very intently, and I've seen all those videos since yesterday. I've been paying very close attention to the migrant invasion of Spain over there. You're going to notice about 98.5% of the people in those crowds are men in their early 20s. That's literally everybody that's there. You can see maybe like a dozen families in totality of the footage of tens of thousands of people overrunning the town, the city, whatever it is, taking it over. This is not, you know, like Nana coming with the loaf of bread. This is not, you know, a little like Ahmed escaping like the hell pit. This is like 20, 30, 40 year old men that are coming there without their family to either grift off the economy and send remittances back or to do violent crime, take it over, or they're just mentally ill or retarded.
Absolutely. And then I saw a lot of leftist bots saying there's no invasion. This isn't real. Everything's fine. And they go, oh, well, this isn't Spain proper, so it's okay. Spain's being invaded every day by the same groups that use Morocco as the main staging point with the UN NGOs. So you have Spain. People can argue whether it took 400 years to take Spain back or 700. They took most of it back in 400, but took a couple hundred to kick them fully out. Then they kept closing the Strait of Gibraltar there. And so the Spanish went 500 years ago and then another time 200-something years ago, and they took it. If you actually look up Macbeth, not Macbeth, Macbeth is about Denmark. What's the Shakespeare? Othello.
Right.
Othello is actually based on a true story about some of the Moors actually ended up teaming up with the Italians to fight the other Moors. And that was out of Cyprus where they had castles to literally fight the other Moors and fight the Turks. So I was watching Orson Welles' Shakespearean rendition of Othello 2 weeks ago. It's excellent. People should watch that because it's actually historic. I mean, the story itself of, you know, the wife and them getting tricked to, you know, basically get killed with jealousy. That's not a true story, but the story about the Moors, and some of the Moors were on our side and some of the Moors weren't. And then of course the whole time, not trying to be mean, it's just a historic fact. It was, Jews. Sephardic Jews in Spain who ended up staying during the Muslim conquest and who were the middlemen who worked with the Moors and basically facilitated the total takeover. And so when Netanyahu is working with the Moors to try to take Spain again, he's just following an old family tradition. And I'm sorry, I'm just calling out the facts here. We'll be right back on the other side. Hour number two, I'm Alex Jones, riding a shotgun with my son, Rex Jones. Thanks for your support. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X.
There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body, getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in. You get a free mystery T-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I am very happy to testify before any congressional oversight committee. I have nothing to hide. I can explain and validate everything that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be inconvenient if they actually are out there essentially threatening to make my life miserable. But I'm going to do what I need to do, and that is cooperate fully, because we have nothing to hide at all.
Despite Joe Biden's last-minute preemptive pardon shielding him from past alleged crimes, Anthony Fauci still faced a high-stakes Senate grilling under subpoena from Rand Paul, where any new falsehood under oath about gain-of-function funding, the Wuhan lab leak, alleged destroyed records, or the contradictions in his own newly released diaries could expose him to fresh perjury charges that the pardon does not cover.
You could not hide that your agency had funded the Wuhan research or your long history of defending gain-of-function research. The only alternative left was to argue that COVID-19 did not originate in the Wuhan lab. You were not a detached observer. You had an institutional interest in the public believing that federally funded research had nothing to do with the pandemic. It was a conflict of interest from the very beginning. The authors of the proximal origin of SARS-CoV-2 privately had serious doubts about a natural origin. Within days, though, they flipped, and they all wrote in proximal origin that the virus was almost certainly not a laboratory construct. That paper was then used by the government and the media and you to discredit Americans who were asking the same questions that you and the authors were asking yourselves privately.
Fauci's preemptive Biden pardon theoretically shields him from past criminal charges tied to his NIH work. He faced no genuine risk of self-incrimination and therefore had no valid Fifth Amendment privilege to refuse answering questions. Answers to questions millions of Americans demand. Any attempt to invoke it at the hearing could allow the committee to compel his testimony and pursue a contempt finding.
So what was the Dan David Award? Do you remember, Doc?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
It was a $900,000 cash award. $900,000 cash award. And he got it, because he used federal employees to get it. And this wasn't the only award, was it, Dr. Fauci? In fact, you applied for and received at least 8 other federal cash prizes on federal time using federal employees and federal resources. Here they are over my shoulder.
Under advice of his stable of high-priced attorneys, Fauci pleaded the Fifth 111 times to a variety of simple and inane questions, causing him to look incredibly desperate.
This testimony is from Anthony Fauci. This is not a game with his lawyers. He can advise. His lawyers can give him advice. He's got a half dozen here. They're all allowed to talk to him.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
But the attorneys are not recognized. In fact, the attorney was told not to sit at the table, and he's not obeying that recommendation. There's a row behind you, sir. That's where you were told to sit, and you're not. And now you're disrupting the proceedings. And so, look, this is the way Anthony Fauci wants to be remembered, for a lawyer not listening to the rules. That's the way you want to be remembered, and that's what you're going to do. You are not recognized, sir. Security, please remove him from the room. In the red folder on your table is a copy of Section 192 of Title II of the U.S. Code. Your counsel has been provided a copy as well. That section makes it a crime for a witness appearing under subpoena to refuse to answer any questions pertinent to the question under inquiry. Do you have that in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record record that the witness has refused to answer whether there's a folder in front of him based on his Fifth Amendment right.
What day of the week is it today?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color tie are you wearing?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
We're posting it too. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two on this live Friday, July 31st, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from on the road. My son, Rex Jones, is riding shotgun. Nate Kornacki is a really smart guy, retired Green Beret out of 1st SFG, 10 years in Army Special Forces and a military combat honors, and it goes through all the rest of it. He's at Valhalla VFT, and I wanted to get him on because I watch his show all the time to give his breakdown on Charlie Kirk and the pretrial stuff. And this new video that Candace Owens released, they're not denying is real. The video that they showed in court during the pretrial 3-4 weeks ago that they said showed his face and showed him pull the trigger. I don't see him pulling a gun out of his pants. I don't see him putting it together. I don't see recoil. I know that's a hard line of sight, but he may have been able to make the shot there. But it also kind of discredits the exploding microphone thing. I think this is all fair game. He was a public figure. We've got major questions. Cash Patel killed any investigation into foreign involvement. We broke that news. It's all been confirmed since then. He killed any domestic groups helping when there was a bunch of people saying he'll be dead tomorrow in the town when he comes here. So it's fair game to do all this. I've also dismantled a lot of the conspiracy theories that have clearly, you know, not been, you know, true out there. And people thought that I was, you know, covering up. No, I'm just trying to get at the truth. But I think overall what Candace Owens is doing is her right. And I believe she means well in it and that she's done an incredible job bringing forward this information. Obviously, people are really upset inside the court process, the ongoing cover up that they released this to her. And we're expecting to see more leaks and more information come out. So this is not going the way they wanted it to. Some of the other Green Berets that have been on the other side going with the official story and saying basically don't ask questions. When we pointed out that he was doing different infantry crawl maneuvers and things, he put out videos, this other guy, I'm not putting him down, he's been on the show before, of a baby crawling and you know, making jokes out of this. But I'm not a Green Beret, and I'm not an armorer, and I'm not a gunsmith, but I have shot a lot of guns and done a lot of hunting and put together and reassembled and unassembled a lot of guns. And I've shot a lot of 30-06s and a lot of 300 Win Mags and 7 Mags and everything else. And I can tell you right now, and Nate Kornacki can disagree with me if I'm wrong. To me, out of all of this, the biggest thing is we're told he's got this gun in his pants, the barrel in his leg, and you see videos that look like him with it looking like he has something there coming up the stairs. And then this person jumps on the roof, runs, gets prone, puts a 30-06 together that even the fastest people I know would take at least a minute or so, then puts a telescopic scope on and screws it on in like 20 seconds and then makes this shot when they're winded. I don't know if some of the best, you know, Delta Force guys in the world could do that. Okay. But I do know this. a red dot scope, you can take off a rifle or a handgun and throw it back on, and most of the time it's going to be pretty much on. But telescopic scopes, when you're in the car and your rifle falls over, some of you go, oh, damn, I bet it's off. Yeah. And you got to get it back on the paper and it's off a few, you know, things. But you slap a scope on and don't bore sight it and don't walk it in on the paper, it's going to be off at least 6, 7, 8 inches a foot. And so I just, and then I had people on, they go, oh, no, no, but he didn't really know what he was doing. No. Doesn't matter how good you are. I've talked to a lot of other gunsmiths I know, and they go, no, that's absolutely true. Guys that sight guns in all day for people. And they say, no, Alex, it would, you know, you'd have to have, slap it on. And if you're a great shot at 100 yards, walk it in, it would take maybe 3-4 minutes to, you know, get it on bullseye. Maybe it's a lucky shot, but just to unpack this is Nate Kornacki and where he thinks this is going. But even O'Neill, one of the most famous Navy SEALs ever, the guy that reportedly, you know, killed Bin Laden, he's been on the show. And, you know, he says he doesn't believe any of it now. None of it makes sense. And so everybody I talk to, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, I mean, none of them believe this, except a few talk show hosts that I know who are Green Berets saying we're all wrong. So I'm not an expert, but I have an expert on. Then I want to spend some of the time with him after this, and I appreciate him coming on. Of all of EFT, this popular YouTube show and more, to also get his take 150 something days into the Iran war and where he sees that going and any off ramps to try to stop this disaster, the accelerating Islamic invasion we see in Morocco and more. So Nate, thank you for being here, sir. Please give us your briefing on what you think and what this new video says.
Yeah. So what I want to do is if we can just like break down the footage and the really important parts, you hit a lot of them, the scope thing. For one, Alex, a lot of times when we pull our long guns back out of, you know, the cases and stuff like that in military precision rifle training, you slap that scope on, you're not even on paper. You're not even on a 36 inch target. You're so far off and you actually have to get right up to the target to even find out where that is. So the odds that, like you said, you can just slap a precision rifle scope like that on a telescopic scope and you're just good to go. I mean, you could be 25, 36, 40 inches off the target with that. So the idea that you could do that, yeah, it'd be like the luckiest thing in the world, maybe. But anyway, let's break down the actual footage here. Now,
take your time because we have HD of all this. I just prefaced it. I'm going to know if I'm right and then just walk through each piece.
Yeah. So if we could start really the beginning, right, where we see him run out onto the roof, this is important. A, like you mentioned, what we do know is a couple things. One, it is impossible for him to have this 30-06 in his pants at this point because he is sprinting we see him with sprinting, knees bent, full gait, right? So he either has the rifle fully assembled here, or I'm not sure where this magic 30-06 is broken down in his backpack. Like you said, it's actually, he's in the prone for 38 seconds. So the idea that he goes to the prone, pulls this rifle out of wherever it is, puts it together, puts the telescopic scope on, takes a cold bore shot in 38 seconds. No matter what anybody tells you, I want your audience to know, not the best Delta Force operator in the world. No one could do that. That is literally impossible to do all of those things in 38 seconds and then take an accurate shot. Like you mentioned, also after sprinting and having your adrenaline through the roof and all these types of things. So what we have to assume then is that if he has a 30-06, he assembled it off camera. Now we do know there is more footage about 5 minutes before this. Who knows what it shows? But now we do know that there's no way he assembled the rifle, right? So now we have to assume if he has a rifle, it's already assembled. But the problem then is, Alex, as we watch him run, he does not have a 44-inch long gun on it. We can see that. And especially because you'd be carrying the rifle diagonally across your body with a long gun here. I mean, you could absolutely see a 30-06 as he's running away. Okay, so I don't see any rifle. We'll break it down, especially when he gets up to leave. That's when you can really see that, to me, it doesn't look like he has a rifle at all. Now, if we can back up a little bit to initially, where he's laying in the prone is very, very suspicious to me as well. Now, I can't prove it for sure because of the fidelity of this camera, but if you actually back up to the start of this, the footage, I can show you just how distorted this footage is. And this is important for the Benny Johnsons and the Officer Tatums of the world who came out and said, right here, if you can pause. So if we see this building off to his left here, right? It's about a 10-foot tall building. What's interesting about this building, as he runs out into the prone, it looks like this building is behind him and to his left. Now, we were actually able to really triangulate this and figure it all out. That building is actually about 150 meters in front of him off to the left. And this is how distorted and warped this camera footage actually is. So initially, I thought this isn't even the location that the FBI is showing, but we do think it is. But if you now let it play, and again, let's, as he's running here, another thing I noticed, he's got what looks to be some type of big black overcoat on. You can see it here, right? And so there you can really see this overcoat, or maybe that's the towel. I'm not sure. But that to me is suspicious, because where's all this stuff coming from? We see him walk up into the stairwell in skinny jeans, a thin black t-shirt, and a tiny black backpack. But now he's got a .30-06. He's got a towel. He's got a giant overcoat. He's got screwdrivers. He has all of this in this Dora the Explorer Magic backpack. So here I am not sure, but to me, it does not look like he's anywhere close enough to the edge of that roof to actually have line of sight to even shoot at Charlie. Because if we think about the fact that he's at a 9-degree slope and Charlie's down here, he's got to angle a shot down this way. Well, if you're in the prone and you're, and I don't see him pull a tripod out or anything like that, he's maybe, the rifle barrel is maybe 6 to 8 inches off the rooftop. So he's got to be all the way on the edge of that rooftop with the barrel to even have line of sight. So maybe he does. Maybe this camera footage is so warped and distorted that we can't see that. But to me, what I'm looking at here, he looks substantially pretty far away from the edge. So that, to me, I'm not sure he ever even had line of sight to take a gunshot to begin with. Next one, the low crawl. Okay. I love the idea that, it's so easy, a baby can do it. Yeah, because babies are designed to crawl. 6-foot men are not designed to crawl. Do you know how hard this is, Alex? I challenge anybody, go out, and I'm going to try to recreate this. Go out into your front yard with a 44-inch long gun, and this is a military-style low crawl. Okay, there's videos of it online. And try to do what he's doing here while concealing a 44-ish inch long gun. If anybody can recreate that while concealing it, I'm going to be very impressed. So, I mean, the fact that this 22-year-old kid whose, hobbies were, Magic the Gathering and video games, knows how to do all these things, pretty impressive, right? Next thing I know, when he goes into the prone, he throws out what people are saying is a towel. Here it is right here. This is exactly the type of military low crawl that you'd be looking at. So it's not quite a low crawl, but it's a good way to like move laterally, because you can't really be in a full low crawl and move laterally. So, I mean, that's exactly what you see here, right? So maybe he learned this online, or maybe it's more likely that somebody had a little bit of military training that's involved in this. Anyway, with what he throws out here, to me, what would make sense is to throw out your backpack, right? Because if I'm going to be in the prone and I need to take a precision shot, I'd rather not just be supporting myself, or unsupported, right? Prone, unsupported. I'd rather support my rifle on a backpack to be able to take a nice, clean, still shot. So why you'd even throw a towel out, I'm not sure. So to me, it would make more sense that that's a backpack. But again, we don't actually see him take a rifle. We don't see him put a rifle on anything. Really, we see him throw out what looks to be a backpack and just lay there. And then we see
and
him
Nate,
lay
let
there.
Let me just interrupt for a moment and ask you this.
Yeah.
Candace sure. made this point, and she admits she's not really a gun person, but I think this point's valid. To me, it does look like he does a motion where he's unfolding something, a smaller collapsible rifle or something.
Right.
When you say he's throwing something out, maybe he's throwing out the backpack or something to get on it, but it does look like he's popping something open. Then when he gets up and runs, it looks like he has a bag or a shorter rifle. It looks like see something when he's running away.
So, I mean, I don't know if you remember when I was on your show, maybe 3 or 4 days after this happened, I told what made sense to me was a collapsible style AR-15 style weapon that shoots the 223 round, which just coincidentally, Alex, we've actually shown there was a 223 round found on the roof on the building that is directly in line of sight to Charlie Kirk and the shooter about 100 meters back. So that 223 round was not found somewhere else on campus. It was found about 100 meters away from this shooter's location. So yeah, to me, what you could have here, you could very easily have an AR-15 style collapsible weapon, right? That could be easily concealable. But the idea you have this, again, giant 44-inch long gun that you got to re-put together with the screwdriver and screws and put your telescopic scope back on. You don't have to do any of that with an AR-15 style platform, right? You can break it down.
I've done plenty of walking in East Texas and South Texas and in Colorado. hunting elk with big rifles, and I'm not in bad shape, but I'm like, it's exhausting. And to try to run for around sure. with these, I mean, folks, you need to go try it.
So next I want to talk about the no recoil. This is important. You've seen a couple, I don't know if we want to call them experts now, at this point, but they're trying to say that because he was in the prone, there's no recoil. First of all, like, you've shot a 30-06, Alex. For those of you who don't know, go out and shoot a 30-06 for a few rounds and check your armpit after the day. You will be black and bruised from the recoil of this rifle. It is serious, serious recoil. So yes, being in the prone would help mitigate recoil, but go out and there's, you know how many videos, Alex, there are of gun bunnies that go down in the prone and shoot big, you know, 30-06s. And then you can watch their, sorry for your audience, you can watch their asses jiggle. That's their whole thing. So yeah, yes. The idea, no, that's going to send a massive shockwave through your body and it's still going to have a huge amount of recoil. It's just going to be mitigated somewhat through your body. But yeah, you're of course going to see a ton of recoil. We see things we don't see. We don't see any recoil. We don't see any smoke. We don't see any debris kick up. He's on a gravel roof with a barrel that's 6 inches above that gravel. That gravel is going to get blown away. Dust is going to kick up everywhere. Now, is it because the footage is so, so bad? We don't see anything. I don't know. You can see him moving, right? You can see him moving and shifting around. So the idea you can't see any recoil.
You would see a dust flash come up.
For sure. Especially on a gravel roof, right? We're not talking that roof, as we were told, has got a gravel layer on top of it. I mean, that's going to blow dust and shit everywhere. Discrepancies that don't make any sense. And I think really the big one is when he actually gets up off the ground. And if you really slow frame it, my buddy Matt from Trigger Smart has an awesome video. You guys should go watch it. He breaks down all of this in detail, but he really slow.
Tell us where we get that. Frames. Tell us the name of the video. We'll pull it up right now. It's Trigger Smart. What's the name of the video?
I think it's his most recent one. He just put it out yesterday.
Is that on YouTube?
And let's see. Yep. It's, Candace Owens' new Charlie Cook rooftop footage by Trigger Smart. And it's about around the 58-minute mark. And he's got a slope.
Here we go.
Yep. Back up just a little bit. And you can actually, to where you can actually see him slow framed.
Yeah, guys, full screen that when you can. Good job.
Yeah,
roll that.
Back up. So yeah, he's running away, but if we can back up to where he slowly gets up off the ground, I think this is very interesting because you can see what he picks up. He picks up either the towel or the backpack with one hand and gets up pressing his left hand off the ground, right? Cause you can't get up off the prone without supporting yourself with one or two hands. He puts his left hand down. He grabs the backpack in his right hand. He gets up all in one fluid motion and takes off running. So when did he pick up the 30-06? Where's the 30-06? I can see him pick the towel or the backpack up with his right hand and use his left hand to push himself up. Where's the gun? And then as he runs away, even the lead investigator refused to say in court that you can see him with a rifle in any of this footage. And to me, says he gets up here, as we watch, this is it, right? Super good footage. Now, again, it's blurry, but I mean, we can see his backpack or his towel that's here on the ground. And you can see it flop around as he picks it up. So he braces himself with the left hand, picks up the towel with his right hand, all in one fluid motion, and runs off the roof. There, he's up on his feet now, right? And then he's got that object, which, as you can see, as it moves, that's a backpack. We watched him pick out whatever he put out in front of him, towel or backpack, which we've always thought from the beginning that's what it was, based off of the rest of the footage where he runs and jumps off the roof. But again, to my point, we don't see a rifle anywhere at any point in any of this footage. And he had to have, again, put it. So now the idea that, like, he disassembled the rifle and put it in a backpack as he runs away, we know that that's not true.
But what this does is destroys the official story on every front.
I mean, I don't, at this point, and Alex, I said this from the very beginning, I'm not a person that's like, free Tyler Robinson, right? I don't care who the person is that did this. I've just been saying, especially I've been focused on the ballistics, the 30-06, all the tactical side of this. Show me some evidence that would lend to anything that the FBI nerd. Show me a rifle, right? We're now seeing all the footage we could possibly have. And unless somebody can break that down for me, and even the lead investigator to the case refuses to say that he had a rifle with him in this footage.
And they can't even say that they have the proper ballistics on the bullet. They can't even say they know it's 30-06.
That, I mean, then you get into that. That's a whole nother level of just, you know, wonkiness that doesn't make any sense. You know,
and
I mean, what they
find,
can say.
Then they find a 5.56 full round on the roof in the same area. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, 223, and that's, yeah, Alex, the reason why that's an important distinction is a lot of law enforcement departments, most, and military use 5.56 rounds, whereas civilian variant of that for AR-15 is a 223 round. Right now, there are some potential, but my point is, it's far more likely that a civilian would have had a 223 round other than the lead investigator whose narrative, you want to break this narrative down because I train law enforcement departments and SWAT teams. The lead investigator said that round, that 223 round was because a police officer was up on that roof and just ejected the cartridge and just left it there and walked off. That's the official narrative of why that round's up there. And I try to explain to people, somebody trains law enforcement department, any police officer you talk to, Alex, is going to laugh that out of the room for one big reason. If I'm a police officer and those are my rounds with my fingerprints and DNA all over those rounds, and I'm just ejecting them and leaving them all over town, somebody finds that, puts it in a gun, go commits a murder. Guess who committed that murder? I committed that murder when they run all the ballistics and DNA tests on it. So the idea that police officers are just ejecting rifle rounds and just leaving them on top of roofs, that's just more Fed slop. There's a 0% chance that happens. So again, that just lends to where the hell did that round come from? You know, when we factor in that it makes a lot more sense. Again, that was my theory from day one, was, you know, potentially either second shooter or some type of, I don't know. I just don't see this kid with a rifle at any point in any of this footage from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, you got the, you know, SEAL Team 6 guys on national TV saying they don't buy it. I mean, well, the Italian military.
Let me interrupt you because I think this is important, right? I'm friends with 100 people in the plus in the special operations community, all of the content creators. This is how I started my channel. I did special operations content. Then I started following the Charlie Kirk case. I can tell you there's like two or three special operators who believe the official narrative. You know who they are. The other 100, let's just be very, very clear that 99% of special operators don't believe this. So that also is something you should question of why does that seems pretty weird to me. But anyway, yeah, let's be very clear.
That's exactly where I was going. That's exactly where I was going, is I know a lot of military guys, you know, from the same special operations, and they just, day one, they didn't buy it. And now they basically say they know no one that does. And they say the people that are pushing that know they're full of crap. And so we have to ask, why are they doing that?
Well, I don't know. And, you know, even, you know, I've talked to those guys myself. And what's interesting is at the start of this, they didn't believe it at all. And then one day, all of a sudden, there was this huge pivot, and all of a sudden, you had to believe the FBI narrative, you know, maybe like a month or two in. Then you had to believe the FBI narrative no matter what. And so, you know, I'm not going to make accusations, but I think, you know, based off, let me tie it into this, right? Because what we've also seen now with the TPUSA influencers, Benny Johnson, Jack Sobiak, Alex, or Officer Tatum, we know they lied. They lied through their courtroom, Benny Johnson saying, oh, the high definition 4K footage. You can see the whites of his eyes. Well, I just showed you that footage is so bad that you can't even tell a building that's 150 meters in front of Tyler looks like it's behind him. So why was there a coordinated effort right outside the courtroom immediately for them to all viscerally lie about that? I don't know. I think that might tie into why are some of these other people misrepresenting and gaslighting people and lying about this. And they're all part of the same crew, Alex.
And with the same talking points, word for word. And here's the deal. I like Tatum. I like Benny. I see Benny as a friend. But it's shocking to me because it was all this. And then they spun it and said, we meant the footage from going up the stairs. We could see it was his face. No, they were all very clear. We saw him on the roof.
No, hold on. No, they didn't. Because what did he say? Jack Sobiak said, you can see him assemble the rifle. Tatum said, you can see him take the shot. They didn't talk about that. They talked about all the actions on the roof, including assembling the rifle and shooting Charlie Kirk. That they lied about that.
Harry, stay right there. My point is it's painful, but the truth's the truth, and I don't know what the hell's going on. We'll be right back, with Paul Holland, EFT. Stay with us.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some Methylene Blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Roja, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone, raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks, and ultimately raise the potential of the Methylene Blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive. And you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I really respect Nate Cronautier. He's a really smart guy, really does a great job on the show. I watch it routinely. I'm a fan. Really glad I got to know him. On the sad situation with Charlie being killed, but all things considered. And everybody I know that's into weapons, armorers, gunsmiths, military, special ops. None of them buy any of this. And it's just really, really dangerous that Cash Patel killed an investigation into this 6 days into it. I was told that by people in the cabinet meeting. They gave the information because they obviously couldn't bring it out. And of course, it came out months later, exactly as I said, that very meeting. Patel had the authority of the president, screamed at people, screamed at Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent. Joe Kent was working behind the scenes with us because we were told month before Charlie was killed at a Republican event by high-level TPUSA folks that Charlie was concerned they were going to kill him. Later, those text messages did come out, obviously. We weren't making that up. There was already an investigation before he got killed. And I'll just leave it at that. And, of course, Joe Kent was on the show yesterday. So they were doing their job, and the government killed any investigation into foreign involvement, any investigation into the 10 people the 3 days before, most of which lived in the town, saying he'll be dead when he comes here in 3 days, he'll be dead when he comes here in 2 days. And then six of them the day before, so 10 people total, said he'll be dead tomorrow. Four of those people then went online right after he was killed and said, see, we told you he'd be dead. Yep. Cash Patel told high-level TPUSA that I talked to, that they said, why aren't you investigating this? And they said, well, we don't think we can get a conviction. Sure, he might have had help, but we're not looking into the Zen character. We're not looking into any of these people. A bunch of the leftists got up right when the shot rang out and didn't run and cheered like they knew they were there. So there's a lot of weirdness. Cover stories they had, they didn't use. They might have roped in the trans community, but they didn't. I've talked to reporters that talked to the family. I've aired a clip recorded in the courthouse of the family saying none of it's true. We don't believe the official story, but they're scared for their lives. So we know we're being lied to here. The question is, what exactly did happen? And I know that Nate Kornacki doesn't like to speculate. Neither do I. It tears my guts out. Benny Johnson's defended me. I like Benny Johnson. When it came out, the CIA was targeting me in these lawsuits. He was the first big host to come to my aid and went viral. But then I see those guys. I've been friends with Jack. I gave Jack his first camera when he got out of Naval Intelligence, told him he ought to be in the media. And, you know, he works high level at the White House. I'll just leave it at that. And to see him doing that and all of it. And then to see, Tatum, who I like and have been friends with, going, you guys are lying. We meant up the stairs. We saw his face. When, as you said, no, they're saying specifically, get on the prone, take the shot, yep, pull the trigger, HD, 4D, you know, you could see, you know, an ant's antennas, you know, it's so clear. And I'm just like, come on, guys. And it's all, and so they did that to themselves. I'm not even attacking them. I can't stand doing that. But at the same time, I can't be a party to this by extension and play along with it. And so now we've got that out there. Big picture. What do you and your community that are really some of the best brains on this think is going on? If you've got these huge leaks already that are so devastating to the system, into the lie, into the official false narrative, imagine what else is going to come out. That's got to really scare. What other areas in this should we focus on? And then I want to get your expertise the time we have left to bring in my son, Rex, who's co-hosting with us. What is the military veteran community saying to you about Iran, about Israel, about the Islamic invasion? Israel admits that they supported the Moroccans taking that Spanish city that they've had to control that Strait of Morocco and the Rock of Gibraltar. I mean, to punish Spain for not supporting the war. I mean, this is just completely out of control. That's a whole other area I want to pick your brain on, Nate.
Yeah. I wanted to put some important caveat there on what you talked about with, Cash Patel shutting down the investigation, because there's a second part of the story a lot of people missed. And that was, if you don't know, fellow Green Beret Mike Glover, who, very, very highly respected in the Green Beret and special operations community, he talked about this 7 months ago. He lives in Provo, Utah, and don't quote me on this. Sorry, Mike, but CIA as well, maybe for a little bit. Anyway, doesn't matter. He is friends with, some very, 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 very high level people in the CIA, and they reached out to him also asking if they could possibly have, help or information with he had. And he was like, why are you reaching out to me? You're the CIA. And they said, because we've been shut down by Cash Patel and the FBI from looking into this. So I want to understand, it wasn't just the DNI, it wasn't just Joe Kent, it wasn't just, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, obviously DNI. It was also the CIA that was shut down from looking into foreign involvement on this. And I think it's important, though, we look at this and we're honest with ourselves, because if we understand how the intelligence apparatus system works, FBI, CIA, NSA, National Counterterrorism Center, they all sit below the DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, right? She has authority over them. So the idea that Cash Patel shut down Tulsi Gabbard The only way that that could happen, and you said it, is with presidential authority. So Trump is the one who shut down the investigation or had authority to give Kash Patel to do it. Kash Patel can't shut that down by himself as the director of the FBI. That's an important context. I think we need to understand with the show that was broken down for us. One of our friends, Chris Piotta, who used to be the number three in the FBI, number three in rank in FBI for, and he was in the FBI for 25 years. He's the one that explained that to us and said, no, this is not how this works. You would have to have presidential authority to shut down Tulsi Gabbard, to force Joe Kent and the CIA to stop looking into this. I got questions of why. Why did that happen? Wasn't Charlie supposed to be all your best friends? Wouldn't you want, and you know, another thing, Alex, even the, you know, other, Green Berets that believe the official narrative, they might not tell you anymore, but they've told me personally, they also believe in foreign involvement. They also believe in multiple people involved in this. So like Matt Tardio, who I'm friends with, I disagree on everything with him, he thinks Russia was behind it. So again, even the people who believe the official narrative still believe there was foreign involvement into this. So why is the U.S. government shutting down an investigation into foreign involvement? That is so suspicious to me. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you've got some thoughts. You're more tied into how the deep state and all this works than I am. But to me, it's just like, suspicious part of the whole thing.
That's what I was told at the time. I was like, so obviously they couldn't put it out. And they said, no, you can put this out right now. And that's what they told me, is that Patel said, no, I have the authority of the president. And then and he was telling him. And then Gabbard's like, well, you ran for FBI, basically saying you were going to turn the old building, the intelligence building, J. Edgar Hoover building, into a museum, because the FBI shouldn't be involved in classic intelligence, just be counterintelligence. Yeah. And he literally screamed at him and said, shut up. And Susie Wiles was in the meeting, and then all the rest of it. So Trump killed the Butler investigation.
Trump killed
the Epstein investigation. He killed the Charlie Kirk investigation. And I'm not in the business just to attack Trump. I wanted to believe in the guy. I was persecuted for him. It's just that it's him. Okay. Just like I told everybody last June, I said, it's Trump that killed the Epstein investigation. Cause I talked to people who were in the meetings, but obviously couldn't say it. So they said, here, Jones, you say it. And of course, everybody attacked me and said, how dare you? No, it's Kash Patel. It's Pam Bondi. And no, it wasn't. Trump ordered it. And then a week later, he came out and said, if you believe in that Epstein thing in the hoax, you're not MAGA. You're an idiot. And people went, oh, it is Trump. So it's Trump across the board. And then you have to ask, why is that? Because listen, I'm no sniper. I'm no gun expert. I thought Butler looked real. I don't see how a real guy got killed. People got wounded. I don't think the best sniper in the world can sit there when Trump's moving around and just grazes here. But then why would Trump kill an investigation into who was behind Crooks? I don't know. What do you think?
I thought this was real too. I'm not going to misrepresent how I covered this. I know I have some buddies who thought this was fake right out the gate, credit to them, but I thought this was all real myself. I broke all this down. So I agree with you on that, but then you find out later, you know, through Tucker Carlson, who I'm sure is not lying about this, that he killed his own investigation into this. And then now we've got the wife of the killed firefighter who's coming out and saying this is an inside job. She doesn't believe it.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of my main sources was Tucker until 4 months ago when Trump stopped talking to him. But Trump used to call him every day. I mean, I've been with Tucker, and he has to leave for 45 minutes. Just Trump's calling him, and he would never give me a bunch of stuff. But he would, you know, well, you can say this, you can say that. But I don't just have Tucker. I still have other sources and sources that have the sources that's given to me, obviously, as a conduit. But absolutely. And Tucker wanted Trump to succeed. He was flabbergasted. He used to be in the they used to have him in the cabinet meetings. He used to be like basically a secret ambassador for Trump running around the Middle East. People said, why is he in the Middle East? Well, because he's a celebrity and Trump asked him to do that. That's what Trump does, is he calls people in. That's what presidents do. And they send them on missions. And, absolutely. So I can tell you, Tucker told me that months and months before he went public, that Trump killed the Butler investigation. And that's now, of course, been confirmed. That's why you saw the deer in the headlights. Whenever Patel and Bongino went on Fox back in June of last year, 14 months ago, or 13 months ago. And they're like, no, we've seen the file. Epstein wasn't a human trafficker and killed himself. And Crooks acted alone. And there was no internet activity of him. And they were, and then somebody leaks giant internet activity. And it just goes on and on. So it's Trump, folks. And we can sit there and speculate all day about what happened or is he compromised or whatever it is. And I want to bring that up to you now and putting bookends on this. Nate, where do you see this Kirk thing going? Because in the court of public opinion, the system's convicted. Mm-hmm. Nobody buys it. They're going to have a fiasco of a trial. What do you think the general public should do? What are investigators doing like you? And then let's shift gears into the big picture. Escalations sure. in Ukraine, NATO supplying more weapons to bomb inside Russia, Russia threatening to hit NATO targets outside Ukraine, insane level escalation. Then you've got Iran, knowing they hold the cards on the straight, being belligerent in a war of attrition, Pentagon's own reports to Trump saying you're now losing a strategic war, you're having a strategic defeat, doesn't matter how much crap he blow up, it's just like Vietnam. Trump wants an exit ramp, people that have been in the meetings, but Netanyahu, he says he's never been closer to him, he loves the people that were never Trumpers and hated him, he hates the people that told him the truth. I mean, this is just getting worse by the minute.
Yeah. I mean, so for the Charlie Kirk trial, honestly, Alex, I think it's our generation's JFK. I don't think we'll ever get the answers. I hate to say this to your audience, but I'm just being honest. I don't think we'll ever get the answers. I think we have what we have evidence-wise, and they're going to throw that in front of a jury. They're going to pray that because it's in Utah and it's a heavy, heavy religious, area that they can basically what I think that, and sorry to say this to, I know they're your friends, Benny, Tatum, Jack, I think it's just a coordinated effort by TPUSA to taint the jury pool ahead of time. That's why they lied about this. That's why they said there's overwhelming evidence that you can see everything in HD. So I think what they're hoping is we're going to throw this slop in front of a jury, pray to God that, you know, from the religious angle, they want to put him to death because, you know, they love Charlie Kirk. I think that's the play. Whether that works or not, I don't know. What I do know is it's going to be one of the most divisive things in American history, no matter what. That the end of that trial, whether he's guilty or not guilty, I think is going to have massive ramifications moving forward, especially in the censorship of social media. If he's found not guilty, I believe that's when they're going to leverage the massive hammer, just like COVID. They're going to blame Candace Owens and me and Ian and all and you and all these people because we let a murderer get free. So now we have to bring the censorship crackdown on social media because you guys are so dangerous. Look what you did. Or the trial goes the other way. They find him guilty and the other half. And the 98% of America that doesn't believe this now knows there was a giant government cover up. They're just killing people in plain sight and then they can just do this. And it's just going to further, make people more disillusioned in our country. So that's, I don't think it's going to be bad no matter what. The end of that trial is going to be terrible no matter what. We'll get no answers. The people who believe it are going to believe it. The people who don't believe it are going to continue not believing it. I think that's where we're at with that.
Perfectly.
So that's what I got.
Perfectly said. And I have this bookend on it. I look at him in the pretrial and in the videos. He looks like our POWs that were held for 5 years by the North Vietnamese and tortured. He looks like he's had electroshock. He looks like he is completely out of his gourd. This is the perfect type guy like Sirhan or the other, things that we know were MK Ultra. Some people say, why does he think he did it? Well, I mean, who knows? I just know I was so shocked months ago when I talked to reporters that were with people that recorded all 10 of the family. And I've been played this, but I'm allowed to put it on air. They made me listen to it over the phone. We played one clip where one of the family members was saying, we don't buy any of it. 90% of what he sees lies. We think he's innocent. What you hear isn't true. And then I'm like, well, you got to go public. And they're like, no, we're scared. So that on top of it, I'm just like, this is wild. But what do you think? What do you think of Tyler Robbins himself?
I look at him just like Lance Twiggs, right? We watched Lance Twiggs get up there dead-eyed like he had no soul in his body, like he was a robot, and sit there, and while he's chewing gum. I mean, they just look like your classic, just like the Batman theater shooter, like all, just like Crooks. They all are like this 20-year-old dead-eyed, like you said, look like they've had their brains fried through some type of MK Ultra style programming. It's like the same thing every single time. And now it's moved into they're always trans, but then that narrative also doesn't make any sense because you see Lance Twiggs and you're like, okay, this is a man with a deep voice who feels like he's almost being forced to say, yeah, here you go. I mean, they all have this exact same look, right? And
by the way, for people who don't know, the Batman shooter's dad ran the NASA and the Pentagon's most secret brain interface mind control system for astronauts to control computers with their minds. And he told everybody he was under mind control. It came out in the newspaper that in the jail, he was saying, I didn't do it. They drugged me. Help me. They did all this national security when they went in his apartment and said national security took it over. The Unabomber was CIA. The same CIA deputy head of MKUltra was the doctor to Jack Ruby, was the doctor to McVeigh, Jolly and West. I mean, you can't make this up.
Yeah, and, you know, that's another thing with Tyler. Let's hypothetically say Tyler, the official narrative is true, right? What it still means to me is there's now, with, like you already showed all of the obvious multiple people involved in this. At this point, even if he's the shooter, he's obviously put up to this by somebody, right? So yeah, okay, we got the guy who pulled the trigger, but that doesn't actually, that's not even going to even solve the actual case, in my opinion, because it's much higher level than that. There's no way it's not. There's too many people that are involved. Shutting down foreign involvement. So that would be my thing is, okay, let's say it's true. I still would want to know, okay, well, who actually was behind this? You know, was it the evil left? Was it, you know, our greatest ally? Was it Russia? Was it Iran? Was it China? I don't know. But the one thing I'll never believe is that Tyler, and even people on the other side, if they're honest, don't believe this, is that Tyler Robinson was a loaf gets away. And you know, it's that I'll never believe that. Even if he is the shooter.
I totally agree. I told you, totally simpatico what you're saying. And then everybody else I talked to, the Ezra Brains, is the same thing. So shifting into big picture, what's going on with Trump, the midterms, Iran? What is the veteran community, the SF veteran community that really value their take? Well, I mean, I know what the guys I know are saying. What are you hearing? What do you think?
So real quick pitch to my own stuff, Alex. So every Friday I'm doing a show with three of my other special operator buddies. So Ben Pappas, retired Lieutenant Colonel in MARSOC, Aaron Love, Air Force PJ, Jake Zweig, retired Navy SEAL. So, and me as a Green Beret. So we're doing this type of content, breaking these things down. Pretty much all of it. Nobody supports the war in Iran. Almost nobody. And I got a bunch of teammates still that are active duty, high up sergeant majors in special forces now. None of them support it. Obviously, right? None of it makes sense. There's no strategic objectives. We weren't even like given a good lie like we were in the, you know, early days of the global war on terror with WMDs. Also we talked about, you know, Trump looking for an off ramp. I'm not sure that's true. And also there is no off ramp. And I think I talked about this on my show last week. And you just mentioned it, the escalations in Ukraine and also Ukraine now bombing Iranian ships. I think, sadly, and I don't want to fear monger, we could look back on this moment, this last week, 5 years from now, as the start of what we would look at as World War III. And I know people hate to hear that, but we now have massive wars that are now interconnecting. And this is how world war works, right? You have small wars kicking off, and then as those intertwine and intertangle due to alliances, which with Ukraine bombing Iran, that's very specific. They're doing it on purpose. The reason why they're doing it, of course, Russia's allied with Iran, were at war with Iran, with Israel. And so if Ukraine can now enter the war against Iran, they become a strategic alliance partner with the United States, which means then the United States is now incentivized to what? Enter the war against Russia. Right now you have the United States. Then NATO, of course, is going to jump in on that. China probably has to get involved. We have Saudi Arabia now also attacking Iran. Pakistan threatening Iran on behalf of Saudi Arabia.
You got the Houthis involved. Red Sea.
I mean, by all intents and purposes, Alex, I would say we're already in World War III. This is what a world war looks like. You have 15 different countries all intertwined in a war.
This is the definition. Then you have Iran saying they didn't hit the Egyptian port by the major canal, the Suez Canal. They're saying that Israel's trying to draw Egypt in, and Israel's foreign minister, Israel's finance minister, and their intelligence minister, national security, had all said they want a larger regional war, that this is, quote, ideal for chaos to expand greater Israel. So Israel's actually saying what you just said. And if you look, it's only 600 kilometers up from Ukraine at the north all the way down to the south to Iran. And so if you look at that, it's an energy war already. So we're already in a new world war. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And we talk about, as an energy war, I've been talking about this for 9 months, Alex, is the Strait of Hormuz is bad, but yeah, you have the Houthis shut down the Strait of Mandab, that's another 10% of the world's oil supply, right? And then you get, and then you get more conflict into Russia and Ukraine, and that energy supply starts getting blocked off because, you know, Russia's having to supply a lot of this now, and all of our Asian allies have no access to any oil at all. And, you know, I think that people don't realize this isn't like the global war on terror where, you know, we're fighting Afghanistan and it's, it doesn't affect the rest of the world and we can do it for 20 years, right? Like, no, this is going to spiral out of control from an energy crisis, which then turns into a starvation crisis very quickly after that. Very, very quickly. I mean, we are probably within a year from now at this current pace that we're doing that the entire global financial system and economy completely collapses. I mean, to
just what they want, which is what BlackRock wants as the cover for that. And let me just real fast add something back to the Candace Owens, TPUSA fight and just all the things that are going on and Benny Johnson and the rest of them. Look, I'm not stupid and I'm trying to be nice to those guys. I don't know how they were approached. I don't know what happened. But when Trump first got in 2017, I got approached by people and some of the ones that we were talking about. And they said, the White House wants you to officially come in. These are high level people in the White House. Two operations, and we want you to work in influencing and coordinate you. And I said, let me guess, it's a three-letter agency. It'll be over it. And I said, and they said, yeah. And I said, that's a bunch of factions. I've never worked for the government. I'm independent. I'm not doing it. And Rob Dew was at the meeting, my news director. So he's a witness to them trying to recruit me into the CIA. So we know what happened. I didn't take the deal. You saw what happened. And then they let the deep state come after me because I didn't join with them. And the problem is once you join with them, you've got to put out what they say. So I'm not trying to be mean here. I had to tell the truth here today. I hope none of those folks run their mouth at us, or say what I'm saying isn't true because I got receipts. And I think it's really time for people to realize what we're dealing with. Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, well, to caveat off on that, there's going to be a big story coming out on a big channel here recently. I can't give the gander up that I've been helping work on to expose exactly how this works. And when we talk about Ukraine, right, I know a lot of military influencers that were approached, including one of my closest friends, who was offered obscene amounts of money to be shilling for a pro-Ukraine. This was 2 years ago. I mean, we're talking $10,000 a video on top of all other types of stuff, upwards of a video every single day, you know, $300,000, $400,000 a month to shill for the pro side of this war. And I know five or six influencers who took those deals, right? So this type of stuff, to your point, they approach these people, they approach these influencers to pay them off in big ways or give them access to power. As you know, that's a big intoxicating thing for a lot of these guys too, is they get to rub elbows with Trump and Vance, right? So this 100% is happening. We have the receipts for all this that's going to be presented in a story.
Well, let me just add, too, but remember a month and a half ago, Trump's head of all social media and speechwriter went on Tucker and said he was offered $22 million a year by Israel.
Sure.
To at the White House put out messages. They were trying to buy him off to control the White House. Totally illegal. Now they want that guy fired.
Yeah. And I mean, I know guys personally that have been approached with these exact deals that I'm friends with, that turned them down, by the way, that said, no, thank you. I don't need, cause they're huge. Right. So, but I mean, we have video calls, recorded video calls of these offers from these people. Right. So it's a thing. And I don't think Americans really realize how much of it's really going on. And right here, this is what that picture you just showed, you know, rubbing elbows, feeling good next to the president. It's very intoxicating.
I know you got to go. I know you got to go. But just 2 minute break. Just do a 2 minute bookend when we come out on the end of this.
No problem.
But speaking of, thank you. But speaking of what you just said, I'm not funded by Israel, Qatar, or anybody. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. And your support, if you want independent reporting, I'll never sell out, but I could collapse without your support. You are the deciding factor. Support.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the Universal Credit Score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Nate Kornacki is our guest for a few more minutes. Rex has a former Army Lieutenant Colonel that was over in Gaza for a long time, saw the war crimes, joining him, but he's also going to get into the exit strategy. And Tucker did tell me 6 months ago, he said, no, it's all fake. Trump doesn't want an off-ramp. He just says that and then leaks it to Axios, which we now know he does. That's when he criticizes Israel. And then the Israel lobby doesn't know what's going on. And Mark Levin comes out and says, arrest whoever leaked that to Axios. And later it came out it was Trump. No, it's Trump. It's all an act. I've wanted to believe that he doesn't plan Netanyahu to be his boss, but it's all an act for the Arabs. They even brag about that. Netanyahu they released a tape of him with Lindsey Graham when the war started 150 some days ago, saying, oh yeah, this is for Arab consumption. Trump's really good at acting like he's against Israel. Don't worry. It's all fake. And that's Netanyahu. And Lindsay talking about it, laughing about it. So we now know Tucker was right. Yet again, he's a hero. People saying he's a Qatari agent are full of crap. In closing, what else do you want to impart to folks at Nate Kornacki of Valhalla VOT?
Yeah. I mean, the one thing too, this Qatari funding and all these different things. It's like, look, man, what you don't see our side ever do, Alex, is when something happens, we all at the exact same time all put a X post out with the exact same verbiage, verbatim, 50 of us all at the same time. It's very clear who's actually being coordinated and paid. Okay. The pro-America side that's trying to get rid of foreign involvement in our politics and get rid of, you know, USAID and all these foreign funding things that we want. There ain't nobody paying us for that, guys. Unfortunately, I would tell you if they were, I would love it. If you are an America PAC guy out there who wants to give me money to push a pro-America agenda, please. Let me know. I will take the money. But unfortunately, it seems like only the foreign money has the real money, right? Maybe we're also broke because the economy.
And like a NASCAR, having a sticker, I'll tell you. I mean, if I got money, no strings attached to promote American freedom, I'll take it. Come on.
For sure. And then also just again to pitch 5 p.m. Pacific tonight, I'm going to have that special operators panel. We're going to talk about everything we just talked about here, Alex. And again, massive level of knowledge, right? Multiple lieutenant colonels. I mean, I'm the lowest ranked guy there as a retired Green Beret. So great panel. And also real quick, probably going to be out in Austin pretty soon visiting. I'm really good friends with Jesse on Fire. I know you've been doing content with him too. So if I'm out there and you guys want to do an in-person show, I would love to do it with you sometime. So,
hey, I'll my producer, you tell me when you're coming. It's done. In fact, Crew, Scott, Daria, give Nate my number and Nate, share with whoever you want in the community. I'd love to have all you guys on my show and do some roundtable discussions as well. I watch your military shows. I watch a lot of them. And so I'm a big fan. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And final thing, just with the war, we talked about off ramps and de-escalation. We got to have somebody else in power. It's never going to happen with Trump. So understand they don't care about the midterms, right? This is kind of wild to me. Republicans and MAGA said, F the midterms. We don't care. Throw it away. Give it to the Democrats. We'd rather, you know, Israel get the Greater Israel Project achieved than, you know, we care about the Republican Party. So keep that in mind. Nothing is going to change.
They're going to blame us when we lose. They're already setting that up.
That's exactly what they're going to do. It's going to be all our fault. It's going to be the anti-Trump Republicans who ruined the party, right? The Massey the Massey Republicans that ruined everything. So yeah, but that's all I got for you, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on the show. We'll talk soon.
You're up. In my view, you're 100% dead on, Nate Kornacki. Thank you so much.
Yep. See you guys.
All right. Rex has got a special guest coming up to get into Iran, all the rest of it. This is totally insane. The third world invasion accelerating that Israel and the U.S. are backing against Spain. Even if they're communists, they don't deserve this. The poor Christians there. So that's all coming up. Remember, I'm not financed by Israel, Qatar, or the Easter Bunny. I'm financed by you. We make it easy. Incredible products that'll change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. 50% off on a bunch of the best selling supplements like Ultramethylene Red, Ultimate Power, the best energy system out there. Blows Wave and Turbo Force. That sale's about to end on Sunday night at midnight. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we've launched the new, with Bigly, 1776RX.health, where you can get the ivermectin-menbezidol combination anti-parasite prescription like that. And it does so much more to detox your body. Just research menbezidol in studies, what else it does, and you'll be blown away. Get yours now at 1776RX.health and be the reason we stay on the air. Whatever you do, share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and alexjoneslive.com with the feeds right there. Share those feeds now. You're the Paul Revere's. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigly has launched an online pharmacy, 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with menbezidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but menbezidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search menbezidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your embattled host, Rex Jones. Rounding out the week for you today, I got a geopolitical roundtable hour for you. I got Suleiman Ahmed, leading geopolitical journalist, top analyst as well, joining me for this segment. Next segment, I have Colonel Anthony Aguilar joining me. Of course, famously worked at the GHF and exposed a lot of the war crimes and really nasty stuff going on there. I've interviewed both of them numerous times. I've also been on with Suleiman a lot. Suleiman has a channel on YouTube that I highly recommend called Moral Resistance. And here's the thing. If you're not following Judge Napolitano, if you're not following Colonel Daniel Davis, if you're not following Transition Protocol with Larry Johnson, Pepe Escobar, Glenn Deason, Nima, Dialogue Works, there's so many various options, but Suleiman is up there in that kind of like A-tier, S-tier area for me, as in I want to see coverage of the war, of the conflicts developing wherever they are, Iran, Ukraine, Middle East, South China Sea, you name it. And Suleiman is one of these guys that truly lives, eats, breathes, and sleeps this stuff. So Suleiman, welcome to the show, and give us kind of a geopolitical update, roundup, what's happening right now.
First of all, Rex, thanks so much for having me on. Really do appreciate it. I am on the road, obviously. As you know, I am reporting on the ground as much as I can. There's a lot of breaking news right now, which is the first thing is obviously Trump's plan for Iran is clearly not working. The bombing from the air is not working. The attacks on southern Iran is not working, whether it's Bandar Abbas, Sariq, Qasem, Bushehr. That's not working. So he also has the blockade in place. And it seems quite clear that the naval blockade is also not working in the manner that it needs to be. Because what's the purpose of the blockade? It's to essentially lock Iran in and hope that they capitulate. Well, that's clearly not working because Iran still is able to get vessels out. And what's worse than that is that the entirety of the global planet is suffering a lot more than Iran is, including the United States of America that's into its oil reserve. So the breaking news is this. That United States of America is exploring the possibility of possibly having another blockade, this time a ground blockade on Iran.
Yes.
In order to do that's the breaking news. In order to do the ground blockade, you need 7 countries involved. You need Pakistan, you need Turkey, you need Iraq, you need Turkmenistan, you need Azerbaijan, you need Armenia. You need all of these countries involved in this naval blockade. And quite clearly, it's not going to happen, because I don't see a scenario where Pakistan, Turkey, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and the countries I mentioned are going to basically be part of this naval blockade. Many of these countries have relationships with Iran. Many of these countries have relationships with China. And it's simply impossible that they would devalue those relationships in order to fully go in or with the United States of America. Now, you may ask, well, wait a sec, Pakistan, Turkey, and a few of these other countries are part of this naval blockade that Saudi Arabia is trying to put together yesterday. That was the news from yesterday, which is against Ansarullah. Well, I'm not a believer that any, first of all, they don't even have a navy.
Really quick, let me ask you about that really quick. Yeah. So what is going on with Pakistan? Because Pakistan is a part of this, what is it, a security agreement alliance now with Saudi Arabia? What happened there?
Yeah, look, so Pakistan, it has got a security umbrella with Saudi Arabia, which means if Saudi Arabia is attacked, that's like Pakistan being attacked, and they would respond to any attacks. They're also negotiating with Qatar and Kuwait, although their security umbrella won't be at the same level. It won't be if those countries attack, then that means Pakistan are being attacked. But let me be clear on this. Personally, I think that, and again, but my origins are Pakistani. I'm a British born, obviously third generation, but the point is this. I think Pakistan is just trying to get as much money from these countries as possible to try and get as much umbrella. And I don't think that they're going to actually follow through. And the evidence of that is when Ansarullah hit Saudi Arabia, Pakistan did not get involved.
Let me come in here. Do these countries, whether it's Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, any of, like, I know it's not a Gulf state, Pakistan, but any of these like really corrupt Gulf states, do they still think they can just extract money from the U.S. and not deal with the retaliation or consequences of that?
Well, it's Pakistan extracting money from the Gulf states. I think the Gulf states actually do not extract money from the U.S. It's the other way around. They give U.S. money. Like, they are very much, I call it Cook Arabia, because these Gulf states are very cooked to the United States of America. They basically give U.S. millions, if not billions, if not trillions of dollars in the hopes that they get accepted by them. But what they don't realize, and what's always happened, is ultimately the U.S. is always going to put Israeli interests before the interests of any of these Gulf states. And we're seeing it there now. The Strait of Hormuz is harming these Gulf states. You see the Saudi economy has depleted by 30%. Dubai real estate has dropped significantly. All of these countries are bleeding. The only country that's benefiting from this is Israel. And that's why you saw the Saudi, the brother of the Saudi leader, go to Trump on Wednesday. Remember Zelensky went? Netanyahu went, they were begging for more war. Wednesday, apparently the brother of the Saudi leader went and asked Trump to de-escalate. So they don't want to be in this war, even though it was Saudi involved. And obviously the Saudis are involved in strikes against Ansarullah in Yemen. So I'm not removing them. I've been attacking them more than anyone else.
Well, what's the purpose of that? Because we see this strike that goes down in Iraq, the U.S.-Saudi joint-backed strike, and they kill, not exactly, are they government adjacent to Iraq, this group? Did the U.S. kill people that were a part of the Iraqi government?
Yeah, no. That's a very good question, very important question. So they killed, first of all, they killed civilians, but separate of the civilians, they killed PMF members. The PMF is essentially the Iraqi resistance, but the PMF isn't a separate body. It's not like Hamas. It's not like Hezbollah. It's not like anyone else. They are actually part of the Iraqi army. They are a part of the Iraqi army. And so you have essentially killed members of the Iraqi army. This is why it's put the Iraqi prime minister in a kind of tough spot, because he's very much America aligned. But then they've just killed members of their own army, and the leader of the army is not happy. So you have a major problem there. And again, this is the issue, that there's more of a chance that there is a civil unrest or possibly even a civil war in Iraq other than any other opportunity.
Break that down for the audience. A civil war. What could that look like?
Civil war probably would look something along the lines of whoever is loyal to the current Iraqi prime minister would be on one side.
Right.
And people who are support of the leader of the army and also supporting of resistance would end up being on the other side. The other option is there be a coup or a color revolution. Now, I don't think that these things will happen, and I don't support any of these things. My point is this. This is what the Americans and the Israelis want, and I think this is why it's put the Iraqi prime minister in a bit of a tough spot. There was a report the Israelis leaked, where they said that the Iraqi prime minister was also involved. I don't believe it was the case because I think it would just be a very stupid mistake to make. But just so you understand the complexities of the situation. So that's what's happening in Iraq. But Iraq is being bombed very hard. You have Erbil being here bombed by Iran. You have Sulaymaniyah being bombed by Iran because it has the Kurdish separatists. Then you have the Americans, as I just mentioned, bombing and attacking the PMF, the Hey Karbala. Now we have the, we have 25 to 35 million Shia Muslims congregating in Karbala, in Najaf, in Iraq, in order to basically, it's like mourning. It's like a mourning of the march.
It's a pilgrimage, right? It's a pilgrimage?
Essentially, exactly. Essentially, it's a pilgrimage. And so for that reason, you're going to have a huge number of people. If the Americans and all the Saudis made the mistake of bombing during that time, or bombing those pilgrims, or possibly even bombing the shrine of Imam Hussein, that would essentially be over. It would become a holy war of the Shia Muslims, and it would be never ending.
Didn't they already target a religious building of some significance? Hasn't that already occurred?
They did. They bombed Karbala. This was the Saudis. They hit specifically a Husseinia, which is essentially like a parallel to a mosque for Shia Muslims. So they have their main mosque, and then they have like a secondary one where they do their prayers and activities and these type of things. That's what was hit. That was bad. But I mean, if they were to hit the pilgrims, if they were to hit the shrine, I'm not exaggerating, this would be a Shia holy war, which would never end. Every single Shia Muslim throughout the world would activate.
I heard you discuss this, how you, and this was earlier, and I heard you say it on stream, so I don't think like I'm breaking news. I'm not trying to like get in anyone's privacy, but you were going to go over there and you were about to be in the region that got struck, right? Is that not true?
It is true, and I am planning to go there. Wow. Obviously, I'm not going to say when, because, I don't want to, put the Mossad. But the thing is, I am planning to go there, and the reason is very simple. I am obviously an independent journalist. I went to Iran in order to report on the ground, and I gave some breaking news and got a number of connections there. And similarly, in Iraq, I want to be there, obviously. I want to give the news live, especially if there's any bombing. But more than that, I do believe that there is an attempt to cause a sectarian divide between Sunnis and Shias. And I do believe that Saudi bombing them has basically been the conduit for that. And I'm a Sunni Muslim, and therefore I want to demonstrate and represent that actually we're not going to accept this. We're not going to accept any of these things. And this is what I do. Anyone who tries to cause friction between Sunnis and Shias, or even Muslims and Christians, I'll always call them out, because I know this is part of the Zionist agenda. And so this is part of the reason that I will be on the ground reporting live at any time.
Yeah, and you know, there's one group that's making everybody fight, and they have nuclear weapons, and they threaten to use them on everyone. They can say they can do genocide and do whatever they want, because 3,000 years ago, the Talmud or the Torah says. And we just don't accept that. We don't accept a reality where we have to fight each other. It makes no sense. Everyone can just live in prosperity and peace. And that's the reality. That's what it should be. And that's what people want throughout the vast majority of the world. And that's just the truth. And it is corrupt governments, corrupt institutions, and really corrupt demonic ideology that's taken over large parts of the West and just other parts of the world as well. And we got to break with that. I want you to explain to people, because this is what's really fascinating to me about you, Suleiman. You're a great journalist, and I follow your work. But when you're there in Iran, on the ground, in the middle of a funeral procession, like 30-plus million people, and you're seeing the Iranian people's attitude, and they had the red flags, they're saying revenge, revenge. And then you're interviewing members of the government and people that are related to like the foreign ministry and others, and they have just this very rational, analytical perspective about like why the West did this, how they're going to try to make the West stop doing this, how they're going to win the war, whatever you want to say. If it was a mad, theocratic, lunatic state, any more than ours is, I'll just say. If they were crazy, then we should be thanking our lucky stars they're not. You know, like it's we got pretty lucky so far. Because if they were doing really what the people wanted, it would be full World War III everywhere. So
no doubt, the leadership is very pragmatic. The leadership is always wanting negotiations. They always want to have conversations. If you saw my interview with the foreign minister spokesperson, one of the highest ranking members who is able to speak English, he sent a message to the Americans. He said, look, we have no issue with the average American. We know that you've been abused. We know that your money is being used for these illegal wars while you suffer, while you're not able to pay your bills, while you're not able to pay your rent. The foreign minister, spokesperson, has spent a few years in New York, so he understands Western ideals, he understands American ideals and civilization. He said, our war is not with you. This is the Epstein class who's began this war attacking us, basically, and all we're doing is defending ourselves. And despite that being the case, despite the fact that we cannot trust Trump, because every time we have a negotiation with Trump, he breaks it. Every time we have a deal with Trump, he breaks it. We still are open to negotiations because we just want peace, but we're willing to defend ourselves. And as you said, I was on the ground in Iran. And let me tell you something. I was not part of the journalistic crew. So basically, and what I mean by that is when you're part of the journalistic crew, they kind of give you a timetable. Like, you need to go here, you need to go there, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. And there's a timetable. I wasn't part of that. I went anywhere I wanted. I went everywhere. I spoke to, as you mentioned, governors and ministers. But on the other hand, I actually spoke to the average person. I went to liberal areas. I went to areas where people are anti-government. My report that's coming out, actually, it's already out. One of the reports that's already out shows I was speaking to someone who was against the government, who blamed the government for everything. I was like, okay, what about the US bombing in Israel? And he was like, that's the government's fault as well. So just to let you know the diversity of opinion in the country, I spoke to everyone.
And he was fine being interviewed. He was fine being interviewed. There you go.
Exactly. He was fine.
Yeah.
He was fine being interviewed. I even said, are you sure you want me to put this out? He said, 100%. I had some women who went by and they were like, curse me on Iran. They were fine with me recording that. There was, and that shows a diversity of opinion. But that being said, 95% of people who I spoke to on the ground, I spoke to thousands of people, all of them are basically in agreement that they want a response to the United States of America and Israel for the killing of the Supreme Leader. When I say 95%, not all of them are conservative Muslims. Like, some of them are very left-wing, as I mentioned. Some of them not religious.
You can find videos, really quick, not to interrupt you. You can find videos where Iran, it just looks like anywhere in the U.S. Very nice malls, very nice streets. Like, people, like, they think of it as Afghanistan. They explain the difference to Americans that maybe don't get it still.
No doubt. I mean, they did a documentary on me, and I went to the Iranian mall. And I'm someone who, once again, one of the things I respect about Western civilization is, like, I'll go to America, Washington, D.C. I'll go to London, and the libraries and the museums are absolutely beautiful. This is something you don't get in the Gulf states. They don't like it when I say it, but it is true. But that being said, in Iran, it's exactly the same thing. I went to the Mall of Iran. It had one of the biggest libraries in West Asia. It was so beautiful. It was like Dubai Mall. It's very advanced. It's a huge amount of abundance in Iran. But the thing is, the Iranian people want to live in peace. They're a very advanced civilization. It's to think that they're in sanctions and how advanced they are, that's what shook me more than anything else. Because when I was going there, I was expecting to go to Cuba. I was expecting to see a Venezuela. I was expecting to see a North Korea. Well, there are struggles due to sanctions. That did not happen in Iran. Iran, there's a huge amount of abundance in technology, in food, in culture, in society, and all of these things. But one thing that people want is, as I mentioned, they want a response to the United States of America for killing the Supreme Leader, for killing those children in Minab. I went to Iran, and it's very clear to me that there was intentional targeting of innocent civilians in Iran. I went to the Jewish synagogue as an example. And I went to the Jewish synagogue, it was hit, and they told me, they said, the reason this Jewish synagogue was struck was because these specific Jews are against Israel. These specific Jews view themselves as Iranian above anything else. And because they have this position publicly, that's the reason why Israel struck them. Similarly, you go to the B1 bridge, a civilian area, you go to the Gandhi Hospital, it's a civilian area, you go to the Azadi complex sports,
Let's get into it. Let's tie the two topics together really quick. We got 5 minutes, so I want you to give kind of a rundown what people can expect and also just like the biggest breaking news you can give me. You're talking about the library and how it's comparable to like the best things you've seen in the West, right? Another example would be the bridge. You know, we blew up the largest bridge in West Asia. You know, that's just a war crime writ large. Commentary on that?
No doubt. You're totally right. It was the B1 bridge. It was the biggest bridge in West Asia. It was an engineering marvel. And you know what's the ingenuity of these people? That despite that bridge being blown up, which it was, they're already working on it. They're already rebuilding it. They're already getting it back into operation. And that continues to happen. As soon as the US and Israel strike their civilian infrastructure, they bring it back together. And that's what's important. Let me just bring you to the geopolitical aspect, which is, this is what this asymmetry is. When Trump hit a desalination plant in Iran, for example, the one he hit, there was 10,000 people who had water from that desalination plant. But there's 92 million people in Iran. You're going to have to take out a huge number of desalination plants to take out the water. And even then, that won't be enough because they get water elsewhere. You have to take out all the power plants. But for example, in Kuwait, there's only 2 desalination plants. You take those out, people don't have more war anymore. Same with Dubai, same with UAE, same with all these countries. And so this is where the, same with Israel. And so this is where the asymmetry lies, where Trump can't make this decision because, you know, the consequences would be all these countries would be wiped out. He said Israel would never exist if I didn't go to this war. Well, if they were to do these strikes, Israel would no longer exist because they would not have drinking water. They would never have any kind of power plants. Dimona would be hit. So this is the reason why Trump is stuck and why he's not able to do nothing. He's floundering and he doesn't know what to do. And this is why as you know, there was two theories within the American administration about what to do. Bradley Cooper said, let's do 20 days of basically saturated strikes and maybe this will bring Iran to the table. Iran said, do that. Because once you run out, you're going to come to the table and you're going to give us even more concessions. And Dan Cain, for example, disagreed. He said, let's continue what we're doing. But what they're doing isn't succeeding. All it's doing is put the entire ball into Iran's court. They're having all of the power and all of the ability to decide what they want to do. And the ball is in the court. And Iran's position now, I spoke to some senior leaders in Iran. And they said this. They said, our position is that we no longer want the MOU. We want more concessions. Some of the concessions, and I asked them, that they are now going to be demanding is Gaza and Ansarullah Yemen to be included in the deal. And what I mean by that is they already were, but their names are going to be included in the deal. The second thing that they're going to say is the sanctioned money, you're going to have to give that up immediately. So rather than, that writing was a bit vague. And so the Americans were able to use that not to give Iran their money. Now they're going to demand more money. So that's my sources in Iran. Let me just give you some information in terms of breaking, in terms of my sources in Ansarullah. This is exclusive information, which is what they've told me is that when it comes to the Iraqi resistance and it comes to Ansarullah, there's going to be a major response to the Saudi attacks on those, as you mentioned, in Iraq. They're going to wait till after Karbala, Arba'in, and then there's going to be, for the very first time, this is the breaking news, all of the axis of the resistance coinciding together will be responding against Saudi Arabia and America, and it's going to be a major response.
Wow. What do you anticipate? I mean, theoretically, so that's going to be Yemen, theoretically. That's going to be the Iraqi resistance, theoretically. That's going to be Iran, theoretically. Wow. That's big news. That's big news.
And Hezbollah as well. And it's going to be coordinated and it's going to be at the same time and it's going to be huge. They haven't told me what it's going to be. So obviously we're speculating. And so speculation would be, you would see major drone strikes by the Iraqi resistance and Ansarullah on Saudi energy infrastructure, which will take it offline. And then the Saudis are going to have to accept the fact that the main point about this, don't attack innocent people, don't attack innocent civilians, and break the blockade and siege. The illegal blockade and siege that is on Yemen needs to be removed. Ansarullah are the legitimate government of Yemen. The land they control, the people they control is 70% of all Yemeni people. The Saudi-controlled area is not, the headquarters aren't even in Yemen. They're in Saudi Arabia. So that tells you it's literally a colonizer, which is Saudi Arabia, colonizing the people of Yemen, and they want freedom. So there's going to be a major response, and you're going to have to wait for it. Also, in terms of Israel, last point, which is, again, Iranian officials have told me, and they told me this at that time, that they are doing systematic destruction of all of the Israeli defense, all of the radar systems, Kuwait, Bahrain, and in Jordan, that help defend Israel, as well as the defense interceptors. Now that basically all of that has been cleared out, they are ready to attack Israel. They just need Israel to make the move of attacking them first, because they're saying the devastation will be so bad that the global world won't accept it, and they may do a coalition and try and, you know, come in and help Israel. And so if everybody knows that this is being done in a defensive manner rather than Iran having to be looked as an offense, because if Iran does an offensive, you're going to have 150 countries trying to attack Iran. Europe, US already is there, but you'll have, all these Western nations, you'll have all these Gulf State nations, they'll all come together to attack. So what they're saying is they need Israel to attack first. Once Israel attacks first, they're going to decimate Israel. And that's the reason Israel's not joining in. This is why Smotrich said, we are not joining this war. We're okay with
it. It's ideal. They say that it's ideal. It's their ideal scenario. Thank you so much, Suleiman Ahmed. Find him on Moral Resistance and also on X, if we can throw that up really quick. Really appreciate the work that you do. And I'll see and talk to you very soon. Thank you for your time.
Always appreciate your X. Thank you so much for giving me your time. Thanks so much.
100%. 10-4. We got Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar joining us right here in about 5 minutes. We're looking forward to that. Thank you all for watching me throughout the week. It's been a wonderful week of hosting the Alex Jones Show. We have Anthony Aguilar coming on. We have James Fishback coming on in the fourth hour. And then I plan on taking more of your calls. And I really do appreciate every single one of you guys that's been checking me out. Rex Jones News with a Z. Follow me on X. Follow me on Instagram if you choose to do so. Also visit thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some power plant, methyl drive, methylene blue. It'll be good for you.
A microscopic tag being implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Colin saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder who put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting the you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health. What it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We're going to continue the powerful geopolitical analysis roundup on the third hour of the Alex Jones Show today. I'm your host, Rex Jones, AJN Live. Please repost, share the live links. Tell people you're watching this right now, and they need to know what you know, and they need to know what our guest knows. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar joining us live here in the third hour. Anthony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to see you too, man. I've been looking forward to this. I've been hosting for my dad all week. He's in Hawaii. He's on a little bit of a vacation. He's been doing like the first hour, hour and a half of the show. It's been pretty wild to be on big time TV. So I've been enjoying it though. And we've been doing some really important interviews. I had Joe Kent on yesterday. Had a very important conversation with him about what's been going on right now overseas. And really, it's World War E, World War Epstein, World War Energy, whatever you want to call it. We have that like 1,000 kilometers of conflict. And just as you see things developing, before I get into breaking news, where do things stand?
Well, I think it's appropriate that this conflict that initiated on the 28th of February is now a world war. If you consider the regional aspects, directly involved in the shooting war, Iran, the United States, Saudi Arabia, Egypt has now been drawn directly into this, the UAE, Jordan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, all directly involved, and by proxy, and who kind of started it, Israel. So when you consider in the region directly involved in this ever growing out of control conflict, but then you also have, influence from other powerful nations, such as Russia, China, Pakistan, India, directly involved. This is a world war, just because, there are many people that don't yet want to acknowledge that, because many don't want to admit that this war that would take, a couple days, maybe a few weeks, it would be over when Donald Trump wanted it to be over. We are now going on to 153 days, which is what, by the math here, that's 5 months and 3 days, or 21 weeks. In 6 days. So we're basically in the second trimester of this birth of World War III.
That's a stunning and stark way to put it, but I think that's pretty much true. And to the people that deny it's a war, some people acknowledge it's a war now, but they say it wasn't a war before. We say you don't get to pick and choose. When the bombs start flying, when the people start dying, it's not a matter of saying, oh, we still consider this to be a limited conflict. The Iranians don't. They don't. They think they're at war existentially. So if we act like we don't also hold that position, we're lying, because that is very clearly how our government feels about it. It's existential. Iran must not have a nuclear weapon. What that really means is we must have the regime change. What do you think?
Well, yeah, Americans are very fortunate and blessed to our geography, that we have a country to our north and a country to our south that we are not at war with, and two massive oceans to our west and east, to where are bombs dropping on American soil? No. But are we seeing the economic impacts already that are only going to get worse? Yes. And much like World War I, there was a world war that already broke out throughout Europe that the United States wasn't involved in until we were. And then the United States acknowledged that, oh, yeah, this is a world war because we're involved in it. So is this a existential fight for Iran? Yes, it is. Is this an existential fight for countries like Bahrain and the UAE and Oman and Kuwait? It absolutely is. Is this an existential fight for the sovereignty and the independence of Iraq, that is now directly pulled into this because of the Kurdish population and because the United States is influencing politics in Iraq based on what we want from this conflict? So the Americans are, we saw it in World War I, we saw it in World War II, we saw it in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, to where The United States is often late to acknowledge the reality because we're blessed of our geography, but that too can change right. to where this war is only going to get deeper in pulling other nations directly into it, to where the United States will have no choice but to have either boots on the ground, whether it's limited or not. I don't think that we can control anymore whether that'll be limited or not.
Well, can I go there with you?
That's the direction we're heading.
Can I go there with you? And I want to cut a clip on this because it's important for people to know. This is breaking news. This is the Times of Israel. Okay. We'll say it IZRUL. So it's not fake news or anti-Semitic to read it. This is what they say. Netanyahu Trump reportedly weighed imposing land blockade against Iran. Prime Minister and King of the United States, Benjamin Netanyahu, and U.S. President Donald Trump met in the Oval Office on July 28th. According to the report, the pair discussed pressuring Iran through kinetic and non-kinetic means. That means failed color revolution and failed bombing, because both those things, we tried them, they don't work. So it's literally the definition of insanity amid a standoff following months of fighting. What if you just blocked the land? Suppose Iran can't bring anything in and cannot take anything out. Anything will happen, a senior Israeli official is quoted as saying. And I watched Daniel Davis talk about this morning. He said they couldn't control one province of Afghanistan, much less, you know, blocking the entire Iranian border. What's your take on that? And give the people your background.
So my background, I'm a former U.S. Army lieutenant colonel. I served for 25 years. As a Special Forces Green Beret, I served as not only a detachment commander, a company commander, a battalion commander, but also as a joint plans officer in the joint staff and in joint operations and joint operation task forces throughout the world. I'm a graduate of West Point. I've got a master's in political science and a PhD in political science. So these are things that I have been studying and living and experiencing for the entirety of my adult life since I was 17. I don't look at this through the lens of an amateur or through the lens of someone that doesn't have the ability to apply deep history to the current construct of reality that then backs it up also with life lived experience on the ground in some of these very places that we're talking about right now. And the headline of that article that you just showed, what's interesting to that is that you could take that same article, that same headline, change the country names. That is exactly how the United States' involvement in World War I, in World War II, in the Persian Gulf, Desert Steel, Desert Storm, in Syria, in Vietnam, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and now with this war in Iran, how it always started. We thought that in World War I that we would contribute our part by helping the allies in Europe with, we'll give them material, we'll help them with blockade, but we're not going to get directly involved. Well, we did because we had to. World War II, we're gonna help the blockade. We're gonna help isolate Germany and the main part of Europe. We're gonna let France fight. We're gonna send them some support. We'll send in the Jedburghs to help raise the French resistance against, but we're not gonna get directly involved. And then we had to. Vietnam, we'll assist with the French. We'll cut off Indochina. We'll help, but we're not gonna get directly involved until we were. World War II and the Pacific campaign in the island campaign. We're going to cut Japan off by taking the Solomons, taking the Marshalls, cut them off from their resources, but we're not going to go in. And we realized that we had to. Iraq, the first time, the Gulf War, Desert Shield, Desert Storm. We're going to push them out. We're going to hold them. We're going to blockade, and we're going to let economics win this war for us until we couldn't. And then Desert Shield turned into Desert Storm, and we put boots on the ground. It was 90 hours, 90 days. But 90-hour ground war over a 90-day operation. But we had to put boots on the ground.
I want to get into this.
We right now are trying to do all of the things in history that we've realized don't work. We're trying to do that with Iran right now, and it will not succeed to achieve any type of objective. And the problem now with this war in particular is that what is the U.S. strategic achievable objective? We don't have one.
Right. Yeah, I want to point out that it's sick and disturbing that we have Americans that weren't born when 9/11 happened dying in the Middle East. Like, come on. Like, anyone that's out there, we have a big audience right now. Anyone that's pro-war, pro-war with Iran, like, how can you be? How can you have that position? Go ahead.
During the withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021, the explosion at Abbey Gate that killed 19 American service members, Marines, Army psychological operations soldiers, all of those but two of them, but all but two of them were 19 or younger. They died in a war, in the withdrawal from a war that they weren't even born when the war started. They weren't even born yet in 2001 when we went into Afghanistan.
Right.
This war with Iran, and anyone that thinks that what the administration or what Pete Hegseth or Donald Trump are telling us that we could end this whenever we want, we're now at 5 months and 3 days. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to turn into a year. It's going to turn into 2 years. And 10, 15 years from now, with thousands of U.S. service members lost at sea or on land or in the air, we're all going to look back and then be like, huh, what happened to that quick war? What happened to that mission accomplished?
Excellent point. And that's the thing. And not only just now, like another thing just really makes me angry. And of course, I'm a total civilian, right? Like I'm not a member of the armed forces and never have been, but I just think about the idea of somebody my age playing, you know, like video games on their phone or whatever. And they're in some base that amounts to just, it's a shed, really. It's not a bunker. It's not missile defense. There's nothing there to protect you. And then you have a lawnmower drone come in. They spent 15 grand making it. And then your entire, you know, early 20s existence, you know, going to school in America, meeting a girl in America, marrying a girl in America, thinking about having kids, buying a house. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist for Tyler. It doesn't exist for Sarah. It doesn't exist for Angel. It doesn't exist for Michael. And when I say that and people get mad at me, I am honoring them by telling the truth about what happened. All right. Donald Trump sent them into a place that could not be defended on the record. That's just a fact. What do you think about that, Anthony? What's your take?
Well, when we first went into Iraq and we looked at the problem from the scope of the Western view, from the Western perspective, oh, we're going to defeat the Revolutionary Guard. We'll have them beat easy. We got the best military in the world, and we're going in with a coalition of the willing. And we did, you know, you could say that, okay, we met that first phase, but then we started to have $8.3 million tanks and $20 million strikers, the most advanced military infantry fighting vehicle in the world at the time. And I was a striker infantry platoon leader that they were, of the first striker brigade that existed in the army and went into combat. And we were losing soldiers and having multi-million dollar vehicles blown up with 25 cent timers off of washing machines strapped right to, you know, a couple 155 rounds of bombs. And that is a problem that we never solved. We never solved the IED problem in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan. It continued to evolve. We continued to find ways to avoid it, but we never solved that problem because it's an asymmetric war. Right. So when you look at the war that we've now stepped into,
it gets back.
It was asymmetric from its inception.
It gets back into it being existential for them because this, I'm not saying this, certainly not to endorse. It's morbid and horrific what's happened to our soldiers in the Middle East, but necessity is the mother of invention. And when we go in their backyard and they have to fight us, or their civilization doesn't exist anymore, as Trump says, they're going to figure out a way to do efficient missile defense and missile attack. And that's the reality. The asymmetric warfare, their win condition is a lot easier than ours is as well. We need total regime change. All they have to do is close the strait and continue to back the axis of resistance. I just had Suleiman Ahmed on, of course, a leading international journalist, and he was talking to me about a coordinated attack between the entire axis of resistance against Saudi Arabia in the United States. What do you think about the possibility of something like that happening? What would that look like?
It's very likely, and it is logically, in the progression of this conflict, predictable. Yes, we are seeing the Allies and the Axis, the Entente and the other, already beginning to form between countries. Now have to take sides.
Right?
Are we going to be on this side? Or are we going to be on this side? And you see countries now really taking a hard look at, Is America really going to be here with us in the long run? Is America going to stand by us 5 years from now? Is America going to stand by us years from now? I'll tell you, ask the Kurds how American commitment has gone for them. Ask the Southern Vietnamese, the Montagnards and and Vietnam, how that went for them. Ask the Free French how that went for them when basically Germany pushed through the rest of France and Vichy French took over, and we basically abandoned the Free French for a total war. Ask them how that went for them. Ask the people of Afghanistan how that went for them when we left and we said, "Hey, sorry, you gotta fend for yourself." And for the few hundred we were able to get out, on the back end of that, now we have an administration that calls them terrorists.
Wow.
So ask them how that panned out for them.
Yeah, it never seems to work out great. We're a real fair weather friend to people around the globe. We're also a big monster that takes little bites. We say, hey, just give us a little portion of your sovereignty. Let us put these military bases here. Let us be the reason that you get attacked. It's worth it, right, for our phenomenal relationship because of all our connections. But as the East and Global South grow, and as things like BRICS mature, as Russia and China consolidate their relationships around the planet, and it becomes very clear the Western financial system is really propped up on this massive debt, and you can't really deal with the bond rates going much higher before you have total collapse, much less the fertilizer collapse is already occurring, much less not having the petroleum supply. Matt Bracken and others are calling this an energy world war. What do you think about that? What is your take?
Absolutely. As much as the United States is protected against bombs dropping in, central Oklahoma or Southern California, the nature of the impact of to the economy, to our agriculture, to food, physically food on the table. That impact we haven't felt yet, but that whiplash is coming. The whip has already been struck, and it's going down the line, and it hasn't cracked at the end of the whip.
The tsunami
here at home, but it's coming.
The tsunami. The water is going out away from the beach, and everyone's just standing. Oh, hey, it is. Look, there's a fish on the beach. It's a shark. Wow, it's a whale.
Yeah.
And then you see the water start to come in, 100%.
And for some, as they sit there and watch the water come back, they think, oh, look, there's so much more beautiful sand on the beach. Oh, look, this water is coming back. We'll have a beautiful day at the beach with water. It's like, well, no, it's actually going to wipe out everything for the next, 10 miles inland.
Right.
And we sit and look at that and we think that it won't impact us here. But when you start to look at the reality on the ground, look at the U.S. Central Command commander, Admiral Brad Cooper.
Right.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Dan Kane, who I've worked with personally.
Right.
They have come to the president with two different options. We either stop the missile exchange that we then don't follow up with anything because we're wasting all of our strategic supply of missiles and munitions, or we do something. We either have to go in on the ground or take the Strait of Hormuz. Even to this day, regardless of 153 days into this conflict, who still controls the Strait of Hormuz?
Iran.
We have not changed the calculus one bit.
They lie. Jack Keane goes on Fox News and says we have to keep it open. Or one of them. They're all the same. I don't want to slander anybody. One of the many talking heads say that we've already won the war, say that, oh, we just got to keep the strait open. You're like, what does that mean? Trump goes, well, there is some traffic through the strait. And it's like, yeah, 150 vessels a day. That's what was normal. Maybe you know a few now. Several, maybe, on a good day. What's your take on that? And not only that, this will be my last question, the Bab el-Mandeb, not only that, the Suez Canal and the Iranians are claiming it was a false flag attack, that they're not responsible. Those three critical waterways, what's your position on that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather take a mixed drink from Bill Cosby than any military advice from Jack Keane. Jack Keane is a sycophant. When he was in the military as a four-star general, he got there by nepotism. He speaks for the Institute for the Study of War, which is a Zionist-backed think tank that basically feeds to Fox News and other news agencies exactly what the Zionist AIPAC framework tells them to say. In my opinion, folks like Jack Keane, Kellogg, they have sold out their oath for money and fame. And they didn't have a good track record when they were in the military. They didn't experience these things. When wars break out and you're already at the level of being a one-star or a two-star general, you're an administrator. You're not fighting war. You're back in DC giving the president or the chairman options. You know, you spend most of your days wearing a suit rather than boots.
Right.
So I don't listen to folks like Jack Keane and the Institute for the Study of War, because I know the people behind it. But to the point of what he's saying is that in the beginning, we had a lot of these experts say that, oh yeah, the president has a clear plan. The president has the ability to scale this. We can be in or out. It's not our problem. We've achieved our objective of sinking the Iranian Navy and destroying the Iranian Air Force. That's the equivalent of saying, hey, we're about to go into this neighborhood and take it over. Hey, boss, we destroyed everyone's landline telephones. What? Like, what's that going to do? Okay, so
they don't have plumbing
anymore.
That might
be true.
Yeah,
you destroyed all of their landlines. Who has a landline anymore? Like, okay, so yeah, you destroyed the Iranian Navy because it was sitting at their ports because they don't use it.
Right, and you spent critical precision guided munitions to do it, and then the subsequent retaliatory strikes. We used vital air defense, spending probably hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to defend ourselves from a war of aggression, a war of choice that we started. Anthony Aguilar, that was powerful. Always appreciate having you on. We got to stream again soon. I want to have you on my personal show.
Yep.
New American Journal in the morning. But let's plug it really quick. Your website, where can people find you and learn more?
Yeah, so I'm still, I'm still charging hard in the general election phase now here in North Carolina for U.S. Congress, running as an independent. The primary elections are coming up here in November. We're in the general election season. North Carolina already had their primaries. So coming into the election here, in November, I ask anyone voting in the country, anyone in North Carolina District 13, do
support
you want
Anthony Aguilar? Support Anthony Aguilar. See you soon.
There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off. Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexshowstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery T-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. We are the resistance. Join us and share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
We're going into overdrive. We are putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Going to break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is going to stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla, and that's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo, politically, lovingly, non-violently.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to...
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776Rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together... I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I have been listening to that intro for the better part of two decades now. That is so iconic. I love the iconic liners that we have on the Alex Jones Show. My father, he invented the genre of alternative media, showing anyone they could be a broadcaster, a podcaster, if they had the crew, the equipment, and the drive to do it, basically live all the time, because that's what makes you great, is live performance. And, you know, over the years, I have learned so much and I've witnessed so much and I've seen so much, both from the crew, my father, various hosts, various guests, you name it. And I was kind of thinking about this yesterday anyway. And then I saw kind of the interlude or little thing between my father and Roger Stone. Right. And this really made me think back to what I consider in my mind to be the golden era, which is like, you know, 2014 to 2018, the time right before and then during the referendum on the Iraq war, where we got Donald Trump elected and we beat Hillary Clinton and we were a big factor in doing that. That's why we got taken out. Right. And that's just established mainline history at this point. But I think back to being, must have been like 15, about to be 16 years old, something like that. I think back to when we had this house on the lake and we had a wakeboarding boat, and me and my dad and Roger Stone and a few other people out on the boat having conversations about life right over by the dam, over by Lake Travis. Man, those are some crazy memories. I feel like Forrest Gump. Like a lot, I am Forrest Gump. That's actually a good premise for a movie, honestly. I've met Jesse Ventura, Louis Farrakhan, Roger Stone, a lot of other crazy people, really cool, influential, important people over the years for a wide variety of backgrounds and perspectives. And the thing that I can tell you universally is that people are people and everyone puts their pants on one leg at a time. But it truly is the end of an era. I remember being on a wakeboarding boat with my dad and Roger Stone back in what must have been 2017, told me some facts about the world. That time period felt like it was never going to end, but it sure did. Time flies, moral of this story. Can we just play a little bit of that clip from my dad?
Well, my old friend Roger Stone, who more than 10 years ago recruited me to support President Trump, has come out today on X and said that he is no longer going to appear on my show because I've called for Trump's impeachment or the 25th Amendment, whatever it takes, the War Powers Act to be implemented by Congress to stop this disastrous war, killing our country, killing the economy, and empowering Iran. And that's fine. I get he's loyal to Trump, that pardoned him. They're old friends going back 50 years. I have a Stone Roger about 15. So that's fine. I'm not mad at Roger at all. He's not like Laura Loomer over there hanging out with the founder of the Azov Battalion telling us there's no Nazis in Ukraine. At the end of the day, I agree with most of the issues and things he stands for. But let's talk about what this is really all about. Anybody now in the Trump orbit that questions anything like Tucker Carlson and countless others is called a panicker, is called a bad person. That's fine. I want to be separated from Trump and what he's turned into the last year, covering up Epstein, saying it doesn't exist, saying you're not MAGA if you believe Epstein.
All right, let's pause it here.
Crimes exist. Well,
let's get into that, right? Because we didn't switch up. Trump switched up on us. And to say, hey, everything you voted for, everything you wanted, not only are you not getting it, you're getting the opposite, and you must accept it and be grateful. Where is our agency if we don't stand up and say no to that? Like, walk me down the line. This is what Andrew Wilson said yesterday, is we lobby the lobbyists, which is just like, can I have some crack, please? Like, I'd like to smoke some fentanyl of foil. You want to break the fetty out. Like, it's just, it's completely bonker town on its face. And Roger says, those were the good old days. Yeah, they were. And during that time period, Trump lost money as president. He has now enriched himself with $2.2 billion. His children are all around the planet making Hunter Biden blush. They're doing all these regional conflicts and now the global war in service of greater Israel. And if you don't call that out, and if you don't say, this is what I should have said to Andrew when he said, oh, you're going to vote for the Democrats, vote for the Democrats, you're going to destroy the country. We're an occupied nation. Both parties are occupied. We're occupied right now. And if you say our side isn't occupied and that we can actually affect change, I just interviewed top experts about this like I do every single day. And don't listen to me. The proof is in the pudding. People are predicting energy world war and they're not even predicting it. It's already happening. And I go back to my Twitter. There's a Ben Garrison cartoon that I retweeted or quote tweeted Ben Garrison with, because Ben Garrison, of course, classic, very talented cartoonist from back in the day and still currently, he joined Roger Stone saying, oh, yeah, cut ties with Alex Jones as well. Done with him, too. And it's just like, bro, we had that frame thing. We still have it. Rob Dew has it. It's iconic. This is in the office frame for like 20 years, okay? Or however long it's existed, like 15 years, 2012. The March of Tyranny, all right? Left foot Democrats, right foot Republican. Ow, next time I'll vote Republican. Democrat kicks you in the butt. Next time I'll vote Democrat. What changed? What changed, Ben Garrison? Why is it now okay that it's Trump and I guess it was always the Zionists doing it, right? How is that acceptable? How do you square this ideology with the trust in Trump, don't be a panicking ideology? You can't, you won't, you don't. It's not rational. You can disagree with my perspective on punishing the Republicans, but you can't say, oh, well, I have a solution. What are you going to do? Glaze them harder, lick the boot harder, kiss ass harder? That doesn't work. It only emboldens them, and they're not even in charge, right? So if they're not in charge and somebody else is running the country, why does it matter? You have no agency and your coalition is weak. And this is the reality. Roger Stone is someone that's been in politics literally forever as an influence guy, as whatever you want to say, right? The time of that is coming to an end for a lot of people. All right. I'm going to be around for a long time. A lot of people are going to be around for a long time. It's time to let the youth have a chance in this country. It's time to stop doing YMCA dances. It's time to stop doing, we're bringing the 50s back, but the boomer version of the 50s where we get it and you don't. Ha ha ha. That's all going away. The reality is the older generations of this country allowed mass migration, both legal and illegal, for years and years and years. And the current situation that we are in, even if we are able to stop the wars, even if we are able to stop the global famine, even if we are able to secure our border, whatever that means, this country is going to have long-seated deep scars and battle lines drawn in it that will be fought over for decades and decades to come. And that comes from the division that has been sown as a result of us being an occupied nation. And as our priority has always been for the past 50 years, foreign over domestic. We don't care about the people here. The people here are to be extracted from. Okay? We are in a prison that we have been convinced is a palace because everyone else lives in a worse prison. And that doesn't work. That logic doesn't follow. It's the classic Trump line of you think we're so innocent. So, yeah, we're on a different side of things than Roger Stone. We're not 80 years old. We're not establishment Republican Party figures. We don't really care about that stuff. We care about pro-humanity, grill a steak, be able to afford food and gasoline. And I think that's where a lot more people are. I think a lot more people have that position, not a position of, I'm a donkey, I'm an elephant. You're not a donkey, you're not an elephant, you're a human being. I went to, dad's parents, my mom's parents, my grandma died last year, and I went to the, reception or whatever, and there's like 90-year-old people coming in, it's like, I have a donkey pit, I'm a Democrat. And it's just like, are you insane? And this is literally all people have to talk about is this is my party. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm a donkey. I'm an elephant. I support, such a cool candidate. What about the truth? What about the economy? What about the things that actually matter to people? Because when you ask people about the issues, they don't know. They only know culture war topic that they either support or hate and then candidate married to it that they support. Right? It's like, I don't really care if the person's like, we're going to get him out of bathrooms. Ross going to make sure he can't compete in sports. I'm like, okay. Oh, we're going to bomb Iran and bring Jesus back. And it's just like, okay, well, that's an insane person. And just because an insane person has one opinion that I agree with, it doesn't mean I'm going to co-sign. It's like, oh, well, Larry is schizophrenic and Larry believes the sky is blue, but he also believes that he has the right to kill you. Does that mean Larry is a sane person because he believes the sky is blue? Absolutely not. And that's the type of situation you put yourself in when you marry a candidate politically like Donald Trump who doesn't care about you and hates you. Like, he hates you. He hates you sitting at home. He hates me. He hates my dad. He hates anybody and everybody that doesn't have power that he's not able to take for himself. Right? Like, if you're willing to give up power to him and make him the big cheese, even just in his mind, you can take everything from him while you do it. He'll let you get away with murder. But if you call him out ideologically on what he promised to do and you try to hold him to account, you are the enemy. He hates you because ultimately your loyalty came cheap at the start because you took the man at his word. You believed he told the truth, but he wasn't telling the truth and he knew it. He knew he wasn't going to be able to do all this stuff. And this is what I'm really having a hard time rationalizing now. I should just say coming to terms with. When did this all truly go south? I have maintained, this is my position, that Trump was 100% real. The 2016 referendum on the Iraq war, that was all real. Even if it was politically motivated, I believed he did want to win. He wanted to win independently. Then he gets in power. Then we hear the excuses of, the appointments. But it rings true. Because of what he went through during Russiagate. And this is how I got broken into supporting Donald Trump so vehemently, like I did literally for a decade straight. When people call me a never Trumper or a panican, I laugh because I was literally defending Donald Trump when they were probably in high school, you know, eating Doritos and jerking off or doing whatever. Like, I was literally doing apologetics, Russiagate apologetics for Donald Trump all the way back in like 2016, 2017, 2018. Right. And during this time period, you have to know. Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, Hillary Clinton paid for this dossier, all completely fake. But people said this was real for years and years and years. The constant investigations, the Mueller report. I used to listen to Ben Shapiro like attack Trump. And now these people are his best friends and like confidants in Grima Wormtongue. And then I'm the bad guy. Because I believed in this man, I defended this man, and then I saw him break all his promises, and then the same people that attacked him over fake narratives became his best buddies? And then I'm the fraud? What? I was a young person. You lied to me. You fooled my ass. It is what it is. What did George Bush say? Fool me once, fool me twice, can't be fooled again. Well, I've been fooled like a trillion times, okay? And I guess it's like my dad saying, I'm kind of retarded. I guess I'm kind of dumb as F, for believing in Donald Trump. I'm on radio. I can't swear. Watch me, New American Journal, in the morning, 8 a.m., 11 a.m. Subscribe on Rumble if you want to hear me curse all the time. Very fun. But, like, here's the thing. It's like, I didn't get a say, and I thought that I did. And that's why I thought it was worth it to vote for Donald Trump twice. So now you want to tell me, after my country is openly occupied with Israel, after they're about to merge, they are going to merge, they passed the bill, Section 219 and Section 612, merging CIA Mossad and then putting an executive agent over every single department head at DOD. It's going to be one guy that's a new Secretary of State. Not Secretary of State, Secretary of War, that is loyal to a foreign power over our own. I don't care what they say. Oh, well, they're going to be loyal to America. Sure. Okay. Well, why do we need a secondary Department of War chief? Why do we need that position? Is that why we can't win the war with Iran? We could have won the war with Iran if we just had them control our military for us. And it's just like, this is what I'm talking about like people being on like hardcore drugs. You have to be on like cocaine to believe this type of stuff. It's a cocaine conversation. That's what the entire war is. And then we can buy them and just feed them. Oh, it's so amazing. We got this plan to do it. It's just, have you ever been around people trying to start a business that are off the sauce? That's what all of this stuff is. And what we voted for was completely sober, completely realistic, completely functional. It is what Trump was doing until this year, until before Operation Midnight Hammer as well. The Saudi peace summit was in like October of last year, where he said no neocon wars or no more neocon wars in the Middle East. And I gotta be loyal to this MIGA after he lies to me 12 times, 12 million times a day? Like, The amount of lies that Donald Trump has told about the war, that's not a war, but also has been going on for 47 years and might last another 20 years, but we're about to win it right now. It's actually already over, is equivalent probably to the number of miles between the Earth and the Moon. Forget that. The Earth and the Sun. The Earth and the Andromeda Galaxy. He literally, the entire war is a lie, because the entire war is a war crime. It's a war of aggression. We initiated the war of aggression by either dropping the bombs, Midnight Hammer, or, this is what I believe, by killing the Ayatollah, by killing their Pope. And in the discussion debate stream I did with Andrew Wilson yesterday, watch it back, he says killing the Ayatollah isn't an act of war. Is that a rational position? Called it an assassination. Is it an assassination when we drop a bomb on somebody's house when they're in the middle of negotiations? How does that work exactly? Shout out to Ted. That's a good movie. It's me, Mark Wahlberg. I woke out at 2 a.m. in the morning. Hope he's not a Zionist, but he probably is. It is what it is. Okay. So just when I think about all this stuff, I like that movie. You guys unlocked a memory there. When I think about all this stuff and the disrespect that people have for you when you call it out, and they just say, oh, so you just want to hand power to the enemy, huh? You just want to destroy the country. You want to make it communist. It's like, well, what do you suggest that we do? Do you believe that in 2026, if the Democrats were going to win, they're going to completely irreversibly destroy the country and pack the Supreme Court? They can't do that. They're not going to be in the presidential power seat. But if you don't hold the Republicans to account, and you allow them to eke by, you propagandize, you cover up for them, you lie for them, whatever, you minimize the conflict and you minimize Israel's involvement in getting us to do it, which is 100%, then let's say Republicans eke by, or let's say they hold on to the Senate. Let's say they do whatever. If or when that happens, you show them that you are still the bought and sold cuckold slaves of the Republican Party, and that you can never leave the plantation because Massa nice, Massa kind to us, Massa don't beat us too hard. Over there, they beat them all the time. Massa treat us good. That's what all these dudes are saying. That's what Misfit Patriot is saying. That's what Jake Hilton is saying. That's essentially, from a better perspective, because he's smarter than them, that's what Andrew Wilson is saying. Hey, we don't have a solution besides lobbying the lobbyists. So what are you going to do come November? Because it's really not about petty voice lords on the internet debating each other. It's really about the people behind who are listening to this during their drive, during their day, sending it to their friends and family, whatever. It's up to you guys to decide. Do you think this is a war or not? Did you vote for this or not? When Trump said no new wars to you, Did you think, oh, we're going to get into a limited engagement, quote unquote, with Iran that was going to shut down the world economy and take away all our missile defense and destroy all our bases in the Middle East? Like, is that what you voted for? And if not, then like, what do we do exactly? I don't believe, and this is why we're definitely going to do another stream. I'm going to do more research. I don't believe there's been net negative migration. I don't believe in that at all. Who do we trust on that? The government? Because, oh, the government says that, that means it must be true. Think about the H-1B. Think about the 600,000 Chinese students. Think about all the illegals that we don't know about. And think about the fact that they used ICE in a way truly resembling the 2003 Patriot Act, which it is a part of. And instead of just saying, you can't work here, can't buy a car, we're going to fine and attack companies that hire you. Instead of doing that, which is what people like Fishback and Monty have proposed, which is the true Christian way to deal with this problem and far more effective, you know, they just shoot American citizens in the head. And you support that, oh, they were getting in the way of the ICE and we had to take care of them. That's not my position. That's not my position. ICE is very, very new. If they actually wanted to get these people out of the country, they would just pull the credit card. They would just pull the banking from them. But you'll never see that because what did Donald Trump say? What did the peace president say? What did the dear leader, Heil! Sieg Heil die Führer! What did the peace president say? Hey, my friends in ag, they need the workers. My friends in hospitality, I got a lot of friends in hospitality. And then you're going to cuck to the World War III because we're getting net negative migration. That's a lot of people's position. And if that's your position, that's fine. I'm actually looking for a solution instead of saying I already have one when I clearly don't. We don't have a solution in the Republican Party right now. Maybe we could take it over again like Trump did in 2016. But we got to be real careful. When you look at all these people, look at Rand Paul up there criticizing Fauci. He's taking the big pharma money. It's all a lie. It's all fugazi. I don't believe it anymore, bro. I don't believe it. I need somebody with skin in the game who gave up something, who lost something to be anti-war America first. What does America first mean? Do Republican values coincide with America first values? When did that happen? Just because Trump said it? Just like he says MAGA is whatever I say it is, whoever I decide is MAGA, whoever isn't MAGA, because I say, okay, so if MAGA can go all the way from Alex Jones to Mark Levin in the time period of like under 2 years, then these definitions, these words, they don't mean anything. And if they don't mean anything, the Republican Party doesn't mean anything. And if the Republican Party doesn't mean anything, you're doomed to lose already. You can say you hate the Democrats. I do hate the Democrats. You can say you hate the DSA. I do hate the DSA. They have a platform that their people support. What do we have? Bunch of cracked out Zionists running cover for neo-Nazis in Ukraine? A bunch of explosions and bombings all the time? A bunch of like culture war, like slop politic that gets fed to people about like trannies and stuff, when the reality is it's third world migrants taking over the countries and these wars as a result, they come from that. No one actually addresses that. They don't address the war when it comes to immigration. I've tried to talk about that multiple times. Notice how it doesn't really go there ever in the conversation. It's always about, oh, you know, it's Juan coming over here from Mexico. But we know the reality. We know about the mass Chinese illegal immigration coming through the Darien Gap. Michael Yan has talked about it. Many other people have talked about it. They want to distract you from the fact that 137 different countries sent people here. Okay, during the Biden administration. That's all a part of that 20 million. So that doesn't just stop because Trump secures the border or whatever. It will become, because of a result of famine and human osmotic pressure, it will become a World War Z scenario. Whereas if you remember, even at the beginning of the Trump thing, they were still dealing with the caravans, right? And they're able to crack down on that by getting the governments not to send them. Of course, Mexico is literally like Mexico to anyone that's like, oh, you're a Hitler. You want to have a strong border, whatever. Mexico has a wall. I don't give a F what you say. But they literally open the door and say, come on in, Guatemalans and everyone else. Go through our country. Go to the American border. You can come through here. We were able to shut that down. That's going to happen again. And when it happens again and you actually have the Democrats in power in 2028, not in 2026 when it doesn't matter as much, you know, you're cooked. So that's not my position. I'll never support Democrats in 2028. I just ain't voting for Republicans because Republicans voted to screw me. period. When you don't pass the War Powers Act, War Powers Resolution, that's a real problem I got. And when you don't call Trump out when you're complicit in his war crimes, I can't ever support you again. 165 little girls and their teachers too burned to death, triple tap attack that a lot of these people, including the quartering, have said that we didn't do. And the president, I guess they're in the same club there together. Yeah, I don't want to be in that club. Sounds like, not a good thing to have to talk to God about. So if you're pro-war out there, I hope you listen to me. We ain't going to have a world for much longer because of people like you. Think about it. Change your mind. Grow up.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Oh, pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Historic 32-year unbroken live broadcast, The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rex Jones, for this final segment here in the fourth hour. Harrison Smith is going to be doing a powerful transmission. War Room is coming up. You want to stay tuned for that. I'm going to do a little plug here really quick. AlexJonesLive.com. You got to go share that live link. Text your friends. Text your family. They need to know the information that you know. And I also just want to do a plug here really quick for the AlexJonesStore.com. Here's the thing. If you haven't heard yet, I invented two products for the AlexJonesStore.com. That would be Methyl Drive and Power Plant. And I've got them together in something called the Power Drive Bundle. These two supplements are made to be taken with methylene blue or just generally for mitochondrial enhancement in the dietary supplement lens. You don't have to take methylene blue with them. They're totally fine on their own. In fact, they're great. Methyl Drive has that CoQ10 and PQQ, that classic blend that we were known for back in the day with formulas like DNA Force and others. It's also got magnesium and the activated form of methylcobalamin, which is vitamin B12. That is all for top of the line methylation support, mitochondrial energy and biogenesis support, antioxidant support, enzymatic processes support. It really is a phenomenal thing to take, especially if you're somebody that's older. CoQ10 and PQQ have a phenomenal effect, and they're really well known in the anti-aging community for that reason. Alongside Power Plant, here's the thing. If you guys remember back in the day, and here's, I've been running around here since I was little. All right. I was a part of Knockout, Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, classic ads, formulation, all that back in the day. If you're looking for something that is going to supercharge your exercise, supercharge your vitality, supercharge your testosterone, your energy, you name it, especially if you are deficient in key minerals, I want you to check out Power Plant. Power Plant has zinc, boron, selenium, Radulia rosea, which is golden root, Viking root, boost dopamine, norepinephrine in the brain. Really, really, really is subjectively used to help with exercise tolerance and other things. The Russians studied it. It's one of the first adaptogens ever to be used in like a clinical like research setting. That's what they were doing with their Olympic athletes, was giving them that. That is in this formula right now. Alongside cordyceps, which of course, elite functional mushroom, elite nootropic. Pretty much everybody knows about cordyceps mushroom now. I've got that combined with Radulia rosea, combined with the boron, zinc, selenium, black pepper, combined with the CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and B12. That is all together in the Power Drive bundle from the AlexJonesStore.com. And you can see that right there, the Power Plant up on screen. And these are really, really powerful. These are really, really strong. They make a great gift for somebody that's trying to get back in shape or just trying to feel better. You know, like more vitality, more energy, stuff like that. Ultimate Methyl Drive and Power Plant from the AlexJonesStore.com. That's not all we got. We got so many amazing supplements, so many things I don't see plugged enough. Methylene Red is so phenomenal from a budget perspective. Somebody looking for antioxidant support, looking for mitochondrial support, somebody looking for energy, somebody looking for that. We do have that Methylene Red. That is super cool. Bigley did a great job with that. Really proprietary formula there. You do want to get that alongside the other things we have available. We've got the new Shilajit tincture. We've also got the turmeric tincture as well. Pretty much, here's the thing. If you go to a grocery store and you take a look on the shelf, in the supplement aisle, the higher grade versions of things that are going to be sold out that you see people grabbing and putting in their carts, we have that available at a better price, all online, all convenient for you. And when you sign up and become a VIP, you get to save points and get further discounts and deals. And that really contributes to the 360 win, because once you're in the system, they can give it to you at like a really, really, really fair, low, equitable price to where everybody's winning. That's what the 360 win is. You can also become an affiliate as well. There's so many amazing options that Bigley gives you at the AlexJonesStore.com. I highly recommend you find out about our t-shirts. I highly recommend you find out about the hats, all the highest quality, all American made. Are you going to spend, you know, $5 less and get a cheap made in China product? Or are you going to get a made in America, made in Arkansas product? You can get, or Made in America product. You can get it at thealexjonesstore.com. I do want to read out the number really quick. I want to get people on the board. I want to talk to you guys. And I really want to see people's outlook on the war, where they see it developing. I also want to see people's outlook on the Charlie Kirk case, what they think about it. You can call in, let me know, about 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. Got phone lines available for you now, 512-266-0642. If you want to follow me, if you want to find more of me, I've been in the host chair here all week, but I do a daily live show every single morning, New American Journal, 8 a.m., 11 a.m. Follow me on Rumble. I'd really appreciate it if you would do that. Also do Gray Area Talks, which is the marquee evening show. That's Thursday and Sunday. Go follow Gray Area Talks and subscribe. New American Journal, I get a little more wild, so I'm not on YouTube there because I don't want to get banned. I also am just like, I don't like YouTube because of what they did, destroy my entire catalog when I was 15 years old. Now people call me a Nepo baby when I was working doing this like 10 years before they were, just because YouTube destroyed my entire discography, essentially. So I don't like YouTube, but we are on YouTube. Follow me at Gray Area Talks on YouTube. It would mean a lot to me if you would do that. Like I said, I've been here in the chair. Last week I was doing War Room, right? I did War Room all last week, and I was still doing the live show. I was doing 6 hours a day. I think I had a 31-hour week last week. This week it's not been the same thing. I'll give you a little inside baseball. It is weird to sit in here for like the first hour, hour and a half of the show, and either not say anything or like have him ask me a quick question, because my dad's still been hosting like the first hour, hour and a half. And there it is right there, Gray Area. Go ahead and follow that on X as well, Rex Jones News with the Z as well. But like when I'm in here watching the show, my dad says so many things that I either like agree with, disagree with, I want to comment on. And it's kind of, it's hard to get started after a while, but it's been really enjoyable. I've really appreciated getting to connect with a wider audience. I have been doing this since I was literally like 6 years old. Like I've been running around the office, the studio. My first on-air appearance was, I believe, 2009. So like I've been around forever. We've been around forever. The thing you have to understand is that InfoWars is, or was, we were InfoWars, now we're AJN. We are, just the crew, the people, us, the hosts, we are the most censored media operation in history. And there are other people like Nick Fuentes or Ryan Dawson that might quibble with that and say, we're more censored as individuals. No, it's, maybe you can make an argument. We were deplatformed first off of all social media platforms. Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google videos, everything completely gone within 2 weeks. All right. So that's what happened to us in 2017. Everyone now thinks that we were deplatformed because of the poor families of Sandy Hook and all that, which is just simply put, we were not deplatformed for that reason. But that's the lie of history that they'll sell you in order to trash us. But in reality, you can say warts and all, maybe we made some mistakes over the years, but we're as real as it gets. We're completely viewer listener funded, viewer listener supported. That is why when you call in, I appreciate you so much. Call in 512-266-0642. I want to talk to you. 512-266-0642. I want to talk to you because you guys are the show. And that's how I've always felt. And I'll always be grateful to get to be in here and do the show for you guys. Do we have callers on the board? Do we have anybody? Anybody want to talk to me? You can call in. All right. Dave from FEMA Region 9, you're on the air.
Appreciate the opportunity, Rex.
Howdy.
Yeah, so, hi. I've been in the fight since October of 2019. Woke up and shed my blue blazer, gave up on the country club Republicans. But man, I'll tell you, it's tough now. I'm going to go to a job. I can only get a part-time job working 20 hours a week, 25 hours a week at $20 an hour. Can't pay my mortgage. Can't pay my car payment. Right. But so the entire government has lost sight of American citizens first.
Yep.
I'm not a MAGA guy unless we use MAGA for Make America Godly Again.
Right.
But it just seems it's clear that the legislative branch is against we the people, the judicial branch is against we the people, and now the executive branch is against we the people. Like, I don't understand why J.D. Vance doesn't march his ass over to the Senate, take the gavel from Thune, and get our stuff done, right? Because on August 4th, the unconstitutional Motor Voter Act is going to kick in, and we're not going to be able to change any of the dirty voter rolls after August 4th.
Break that down.
A 90-day hiatus after that.
Break that down for people. Explain that.
So back in 1993, they passed the Motor Voter Act. It's called something else, but that's
right.
the street name of it. It went into effect on the 1st of January, 1995. And there's a provision in there that because they don't want to mess with voter rolls, there's a 90-day blackout period before an election. So if what the Senate has done, and the House has done this whole session as well, they can just keep tapping along all the legislation that's supposed to help we the people. It's not President Trump. He's immaterial, this whole conversation. It's about we the people. So they haven't taken any hard votes. So we don't even know in the primary season who really stands with us. And Thune's doing the same thing now. He won't take actual votes to see who
well,
we
that's
need to
the
throw
thing.
Out of office.
That's the thing. It's the Democrats have a knife and the Republicans are like the people with Stockholm syndrome helping them out. Like that's basically what we're talking about here. And then they go, hey, you're saying don't support the Republicans. They're the only ones that can save us because they're not tied up. And it's like, yeah, they're about to give the keys to the kingdom to these people. Like it's not us trying to hold Trump. And my dad always says this, and I got mad watching the show when he would say this, when he'd say hold Trump's feet to the fire. I now totally understand it. Holding someone's feet to the fire is not a nice thing to do. It's not nice. Like it's really not nice. And like that's what I'm trying to do. What do you think?
Well, the way I describe it is the GOP, the feckless, gelded, old, pathetic party. I mean, most of those people have been in there 30, 40 years.
Based. Dude, I love that.
Collaborationist conservatives. Mm-hmm. I want to create a new term, MINOs, MAGA in name only. And MAGA, again, stands for Make America Godly Again. We got to keep American citizens first. We're worried about all this stuff in Persia. Get the illegals off of my street in Phoenix so I can get a job, right? Let's take over Minnesota. Let's get all the H-1B visas out of Texas. Get rid of all your halal foods down in the
oh,
in the
no,
Republic
no,
of Texas.
No. Where's don't, that don't. Focus? You can't be racist. We're going to have to accept 600,000 Chinese immigrants because that's MAGA. Would that be a MINO position?
Yeah, it would be.
All right.
In name
all
only.
Right. All right. I appreciate
Thanks
the
so
call.
Much,
Thank
Rick.
You. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Gay Frog in Florida. What's going on, Gay Frog?
Hi, Rex. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I caught in with Harrison before because I was hearing this on Asmongold, and I was laughing about it. So Asmon is pro-war, but I still love him because he's trying to be more moderate with it. But I think I want to take Harrison's position on it. I think the problem is that we treat people so nice and so kind that they take advantage of us a lot. And what I'm seeing is that all these leftists are bringing in Muslims to the country. They're speed running fascism so fast that even we couldn't do it. Like they call Nick Fuentes extreme. But for me, I'm a Gorger, by the way. For me, Nick is the most kindest, sweetest person you could ever meet compared to like what other people.
No, you're right. No, hold on. This is a good call. It can stay on. No, it's the road to hell. And they're like paving it in front of us and saying, hey, you're trying to get a cart to come on this road. And it's like, well, you're creating the system to bring that in. Like the Democrat, the coalition was destroyed. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden blew up the Democratic Party. It was over. And imagine the reversal and where we are now and how colossally you have to F it up. What do you think?
I actually agree. This is why I did not like the interview yesterday. I think you did a good job. I think you need to improve a little bit on the rhetoric. I think you have to like, no offense, but like,
no, you're right.
You have to like take a Nick Fuentes approach to it. You actually are right. There is no, oh, we're taking all the immigrants out when was this? He literally said, oh, I want to staple green cards with diplomas. Okay, so which one is it? This is what Nick talks about a lot, is that we are going through one area and then mixing it up with another, and then we're not going straight forward in a sensible way. So
for sure,
he did this.
That's a good point. When it comes to the Andrew Wilson thing yesterday, here's the thing. Like, he's a trained fighter when it comes to this, and it's a lot harder to like sit in the chair and like these things. I argue for what I believe in because I believe in it. He argues for what he argues for so that he can have like an invincible position. Like that's basically the difference. So it's almost like, oh, you're debating, like, is it in good faith? Is it in bad faith? I would say it's in good faith because I do think he genuinely holds the position. I just think it's delusional, but I definitely do need to improve. What do you think about people that want to have it both ways? They want to say it's not a war, but now it's a war and they don't support it.
I think on the Middle East in general, when you're looking at both sides, when these people say, oh, both sides are not extreme and Israel is correct to kill terrorists like Azman, it's like, okay, no, both of them are insane. Both of them are terrorists. And this broad definition that everybody wants to always point, oh, we're not the terrorists, even though we grew up school for the children. Oh, but they're wrong when they go and do October 7th. It's like, no, both of you are crazy and both of you deserve
no, jihad. Jihad means holy war. Are we not doing a holy war on them to take out the nukes so they don't destroy Israel because Israel is the 3,000-year-old state in the Bible that can't ever be destroyed?
But we're not even doing a jihad war. This is just a genocide in general. This is worse than Hitler, because at least he was arguing on a racial basis. This is just murdering people for fun.
Yeah, they want World War III. They want nuclear weapons to be used, and they threaten them. Excellent call. Thank you, Gay Frog. Let's go to Ron in FEMA Region 10. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex, how you doing? Good job. I want to just keep the Charlie Kirk thing front and center, because it's pretty obvious. The film, what Candace is doing, nobody shot him from a distance. That was probably, you've heard the exploding pagers. I'm thinking it's a mic, directional hit. If you look on Rince's site, he says the brown shirt man shot him with a hand pistol. No, I think he actually detonated the mic.
Why can't it just be another shooter? Like, that's the most logical thing. Like, why can't it just be another, gunman or rifleman?
I think it's all a decoy, and the footage is just so grainy.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Like, there's so many, assumptions, right? We have to target, an intelligence gathering. You look for the key assumptions to try to find out, what's right or wrong. Is it the Tyler in the video, or is it not Tyler in the video? Because if it's not Tyler in the video and the video is real and there was somebody doing those maneuvers up on the roof, and I see people online saying, oh, it's easy to go do that. Anyway, oh, I could go do that. Go to a jiu-jitsu class and go shrimp 100 yards on the ground and go get, tell me how fast you can do it. That guy is very clearly trained. I interviewed two girls that were at the Tyler Robinson trial. They described him as very sickly and gangly looking. I'm relatively athletic. I could move around on the ground. I could not move that fast. So
no, that whole thing's a decoy to get everybody off the scent. It wasn't a shooter. It was up close and personal, and they did it 9/10, the day before 9/11. I think some of the same culprits might be involved.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you, Ron. Let's go to Charlene in Alabama. Charlene, how are you doing?
Hi, Rex. I'm so thrilled to speak with you. I've been wanting to tell your dad and you as well for years that I'm probably here now because of your turmeric.
Oh, wow.
The doctors wanted to put me on a bunch of medications for lupus, and I actually had to retire early because of it. And I was just basically in pain in every joint in my body. Excuse me. And so I had been listening to your dad for, I guess, about 7 years, and finally decided to try the turmeric. And I did, and it took about 3 days, and I was magically no more pain.
Wow.
So I can't live without that. I have taken and do take quite a bit of your other stuff. The methylene blue is fantastic. All of it is, but the turmeric, that's my lifesaver. I have to have it.
That's amazing. And this is the thing, this is why I'm proud of what I do. I'm a supplement manufacturer in white label. And of course I make things for Bigley as well, but I used to go door to door selling supplements with my granddad back in the longevity days. I used to be running around the warehouse, running around making products at the InfoWars store and we had that. This has been my entire life, and all I've ever heard from people like you, ma'am, is that it's really helped improve your life. It's something that if you discovered it through us, it was really a game changer, in your case, a life changer. Just tell people about the positive impact supplements have had on your life.
Oh, I do, big time. I'm constantly telling people. I send and, you know, do all of the stuff that I can do as far as sending videos and things like that. I'm a boomer, so, but I'm one of those rare ones that pretty much don't.
No, you're awesome. We love you and we really appreciate your support. But for people to understand, like, before you're taking this, you don't know that you need it. And once you start taking it, it's like Harrison often says, you're like, wow, I didn't realize how bad I needed this specific natural herbal product, dietary supplement.
Well, can I ask you one question before
Sure.
you have to shut off?
No, feel free.
Nattokinase.
Right.
I've been reading a lot about that helping with the arteries, clear those out and all. But I'm getting a lot of confusing stuff because I just realized that one of the products y'all do has nattokinase in it. But I didn't know whether that has enough to do the artery cleaning or.
I would talk to the doctor about health claim. We definitely do have a nattokinase product or a product that includes nattokinase. That would be Ultimate Life Force that you're thinking of.
Right.
Here's the thing. We sell a lot of blends. We also sell a lot of single ingredient products like that turmeric that we have. We also have that brand new turmeric tincture as well. So when it is a blended product, like if it's something that you're looking to be like, oh, I want to try nattokinase. I want to add this into my routine. This is an amazing antioxidant blend, anti-spike protein blend, which is what the Ultimate Life Force is. Maybe I want to try that. But if you really want to try, you're targeting some mechanism of action things that are in studies. What I would say for something like that, talk to your doctor. Maybe there's enough in our product. You can also probably get it. You know, it'll be expensive, be more expensive. But if you want to be able to make the health claim, you got to be able to correspond with what your doctor is going to tell you. So.
Correct. Okay. Well, thank you so very much. And I
thank
appreciate you filling in for your dad this week.
Has it been bearable?
Oh, of course.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
It's
I appreciate
like a
you.
Younger Alex Jones.
Very kind. Thank you so much. Let's go to Al. Fort Bragg, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Look, I wanted to give you some background on Anthony Aguilar that's not readily available on the internet because they scrubbed it all out. So back in like the early or about the 20-teens, maybe 2012 or so, he was brought in. There was a big kerfuffle out at Camp McCall. That's where Green Berets are born. Okay, it's over by Fort Bragg. It's where, like, they call it Pineland. Well, they call all of the operational area for Robin Sage Pineland, but that's where Green Berets do their training for Special Forces Assessment and Selection. Okay, and so what happened was that someone fired off an email on a Proton email address, and they accused the instructors and a lot of people out here partying, drinking beer and hiring strippers and all kinds of stuff out there. And it wasn't true at all. But there was a major shakeup over at the Special Warfare Center at Bragg. And so they brought in a guy named Major General Roberson. And along with him came Anthony Aguilar, okay? And so he worked for Major General Roberson. They started a podcast on YouTube back then, and it was called the Pineland Underground Podcast. You can look it up now, but all of his videos have been scrubbed. They were scrubbed right around 2022. Right around.
I run out of time. Like, actually, what do you make a point real quick?
He's not what he seems, and I've got a lot more information on him than that. But if you'll go look up what I told you, I think you'll find out that, you know, he's running on the Green Party. We just redistricted in North Carolina. The Supreme Court upheld it. We just got in our guy in that district. And he's running on the Green Party for low housing, free health care for all. I mean, it's absolute socialism. And he's not what he seems to be. Okay?
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. All right. We're going to be back with Harrison Smith coming right up. You're going to want to catch the War Room. Like I always say, please share live links, live feeds. People need to know what you know. People need to know about the broadcast, the guests, the interviews, everything that we do here, especially the news and critical information. I know Harrison's definitely going to be loaded for bore, and he's going to have some serious headlines to break to you, some serious discussions, topics, guests of his own. I just really appreciate you guys. It was always my dream to do this. I really never thought I was good enough to. But it really just does take practice, and I learned a lot more over the years than I thought that I did. So thank you all for being there for me. It means a lot.
Jones off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price, price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.